105.3 is WKHM FM and WKHM FM HD1 Brooklyn Jackson. And now it's time for high school football. Tonight's game, live from Grass Lake High School, is the Warriors of Grass Lake hosting the Hanover Horton Comets. The high school game of the week is brought to you in part by Subway, Summit Orthodontics, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, the Jackson YMCA, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Baker Builders, Columbia School District, Denny's, Jackson Public Schools, East Jackson Schools, Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Computer Ties, Watson Diesel, Flexible Staffing, ERA Reardon Realty, Chilango's Restaurants, Airflow Heating, Stone's One-Stop Auto Shop, and Tri-County Water. Now, we go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Captain Steve Boyle and the Mayor, Jason Smith.
And it's a beautiful weather night, and we've been fortunate so far here in the young high school football season to have great weather every night thus far.
Yeah, so far so good. I mean, we love coming here just because of the views that we get. Not only the football field, but the backdrop as well is just phenomenal. We get the fields and the trees and nice breeze that usually comes in through that field a little bit. And it's relay day. It seems like every time we come out here, there's a huge crowd out on hand for relay day.
Yeah, one way or another. And completely unintentionally, Jason, yeah. This is like 3 or 4 years in a row now that we've ended up here doing Grass Lake game on the same day as the Relay for Life. Completely serendipitous. Yeah. Of course, it's been K-Day out here all day in Grass Lake. So experiencing more than just the great Grass Lake High School environment, but downtown Grass Lake as well.
Yeah.
Really cool. My dad is out here. Spider, if you're a Grass Lake fan and you're listening, you know Spider down at Missy's. So if you happen to see him, give him a high five for me. Grass Lake, pretty successful here early on the year, 3-0 overall, 2-0 in their league. They're coming off wins against Stockbridge, Manchester, and Vandercook Lake, and no one scored more than 16 points against them, Jason.
Yeah, their defense has been pretty stout. We've been talking to a few people here and there, and they've all kind of agreed that mistakes are going to be a killer for them on the lines defensively and offensively. So if they can keep their head on straight, they should be able to run the table, at least until they get to Michigan Center, and that'll be their true test of just how good they are this year.
That's the way it feels right now. We're kind of letting the league shake out, and so far in the early going, if we had to venture a guess, it would look like at the top of the heap, you got the Cardinals and the Warriors here in the Cascades Conference. Of course, there's still a Napoleon team out there that's going to want to have something to say about it. They have a win over this Hanover Horton team that Grass Lake's facing tonight. We saw Hanover Horton week 2 against Vandercook Lake. They dominated that one 52-14, and I think what we're looking at here is a pretty good test for Grass Lake to see if they truly are elite here in the conference. Grass Lake is a well-coached team. They have what I consider to be a high-powered offense on that, one of the few that could match Michigan Center in that capacity.
Yeah, they're a team that likes to score quite a bit. Randy Cole has got this team really high-flying attack. Sean Horkey under center at quarterback has been just phenomenal. He's 6 foot 185. He's a prototype quarterback. He can stand back there, throw the ball all over the yard if he needs to. He'll get out and run too a little bit. But he's got some good weapons around him, like Steven Grishko, who has really been kind of his go-to receiver for most of the year.
Meanwhile, again in the pregame conversation with Grass Lake coach Randy Cole, asked him about this Hanover Horton team, and he said we're gonna keep an eye on that the fullback Trent Hochter, who we saw explosive against Vandercook Lake in that week 2 victory, and of course he's gonna be the guy you spotlight. He was the player of the game for us that night, and it looks like that's been the case in every other game too. He's their dynamic player.
Yeah, he's their guy. Kind of a sort of a power back type of build to him. They do have some speed weapons in the backfield to kind of play off of that as well, with guys like Chance Coffin. We saw Tad Moore get the ball a couple of times. Jeremy Van Epps can keep the ball and run, and we found out a little while ago that Jeremy Van Epps has sort of opened up the playbook a little bit, and he's starting to throw the ball around a little bit more and went through the air. I think when we were there, we saw him maybe throw the ball maybe 5 or 6 times, but he's become a little bit stronger passer as the weeks have gone on.
Well, and having the danger, having the added focus of that passing game is only going to make that solid running game that much more dangerous. And I think, again, we're going to keep our eye on Hoctor as the point man, the guy you really look for. But like you mentioned, when you got Van Epps out there throwing it around, and they'll hand it off Corbin Garcia, Vance, Chance Cawthon, we saw. There's just a lot of guys who can be dangerous in the running game for Hanover Horton, so we'll be keeping an eye on all of them. Why don't we go ahead and take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and get ready for the kickoff. It's the K105.3 Football Frenzy. The Hanover Horton Comets on the road taking on the Grass Lake Warriors on K105.3.
For over 31 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7 for emergencies. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Doerr, Superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. We are proud to be the largest and number one locally owned and operated real estate company in Jackson County. My parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, started the company back in 1987, over 31 years ago, and it's been family owned ever since. As a Western High School graduate, I am very proud to serve the Jackson community and be a part of the great things happening not only downtown, but throughout our entire county. Our 60 local agents are your family, friends, and neighbors. So when you choose to work with one of our amazing agents, your dollars stay here in the Jackson community to help support the local economy. We would love the chance to earn your business and help your real estate dreams come true. Stop in and see us at one of our three Jackson County locations on Northwest Avenue, next to Dunkin' Donuts, in Brooklyn on Main Street and the Fountain Plaza, or our Summit Township location on Horton Road, connected to the Bigby Coffee. And as always, go to erareardon.com.
Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Call Airflow Heating Company today to schedule your preseason cleaning and inspection for just $49. 784-6175. Airflow Heating Company offers free in-home estimates on new furnaces, boilers, and water heaters. You can even get rebates up to $400 on a new furnace from Consumers Energy. Be ready for the cold months ahead with Airflow Heating Company. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your inspection and free in-home estimate. Or call Airflow Heating Company at 784-6175.
It's fair with a Mexico City flair. The all-new Chilango's Cantina Grill. Authentic Mexican food and drink cocktails that complement every meal. Chilango's Cantina Grill. Voted best tacos in Jackson. And voted number 4 in the state. With gourmet burritos, oyster tacos, 100 types of tequila and mezcal, fresh custom margaritas, and 7 draft Mexican beers. All Chilango style. Their chiller machine keeps your drink at the correct temperature without ice. Chilango's Mexican Grill is now Chilango's Cantina Grill. At 501 Longfellow Avenue.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136. Apply for open positions online at lomar.com.
computer ties and professional communication services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services can help your business stay safe inside and outside of the network. Plus, they offer phone systems, sales and support, and in-house repairs. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith live at Grass Lake High School. The Warriors set to take on the Hanover Horton Comets tonight, and we are ready to get this one underway. Sun's starting to sink down directly to our, what is that, 3 o'clock over there?
Yeah,
Jason?
That's 3 o'clock, yeah.
If we were a clock.
If we were a clock.
Right on the 50-yard line as the band comes off the field to the Grass Lake fight song. Officials are out on the turf. Both teams ready to go on the sideline.
I'm digging the berets for the drum line. That's pretty cool.
You like the berets?
I do. It's kind of a cool look for them. They don't have the big, what do you call the feather cap? The plumes. Yes, thank you.
I remember that back from my days in marching band as a drummer. We didn't have berets. We had plumes.
You had the plumes.
Occasionally, we got to wear black baseball caps.
Oh, okay. See, my oldest daughter, she plays clarinet, flute, oboe, so she has the plume. So.
Ah. 12 minutes up on the clock. The Hanover Horton Comets on the field, and some final instruction from Coach Randy Cole for the Warriors here before they'll head out to receive the kickoff. And of course, we mentioned Trent Hochter a lot in the pregame here for Hanover Horton. He handles the kicking responsibilities.
Yeah. He was hitting from 45, 46 yards. He was kicking with the tee that they use for practicing field goals from the 30-yard line. So, and he was burying every single one of them. Could come in handy tonight.
And this is I think it works out better for Grass Lake to receive. I think Hanover Horton's a team that's going to struggle to playing from behind.
Yeah.
So if Grass Lake can get on the board quickly early and Hanover and get a stop, they're on the road. They're already looking good for a win tonight. But I love that we're ready to go and Hochter ready to kick it off. It's up in the air. It's high end over end. At about the 11. Bobbled, picked up at the 15, and he'll take off running. There is still some room, and he's hit. Nice job by the Hanover Horton kick coverage. And the returner on the play is Weston Quietek.
Number 22, Weston Quietek on the carry.
And then we have 66. The tackle there made by Dakota Foote, yeah. And we're ready to go.
Looks like we've got some laundry on the field, though, back at the 41. I don't know if that's a towel or if that's actual.
It looks like a flag from here, Jason.
It does.
But no, and there's, now we've got an official from Grass Lake. Maybe it fell out of his pocket.
Yeah.
The Grass Lake coach said, hey, what's up with that flag?
They're going to wave it off. There.
Nice pass there.
Yeah, that was a good arm.
Of the flag to the other official.
Real good arm there.
Of course, a couple games that would have been scheduled for tonight moved off till Saturday because of a shortage of officials.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, we'll take this opportunity to encourage people to get into MHSAA officiating. Out of the shotgun, a quick bubble screen dropped. He picks it up to run, and they are going to rule it incomplete. Slightly forward pass, and they'll call it incomplete.
Yeah, it didn't really look all that forward to me. It looked maybe lateral or just slightly behind, but I don't have the best angle here.
I mean, and really a good heads-up play by the receiver to reach down and pick it up instead of just assuming that it was incomplete, because if it had been a backwards pass, it's a fumble at that point.
Yep, play to the whistle.
Play action on second down, and there's a slant route caught to the 35 and tackled. On the reception is Scott Crutchfield, and that'll move the chains for Grass Lake. Just a nice quick hitter there on the play action. And you get the slant route across the middle, and they're at the 36-yard line. Shotgun again, this time the handoff right up the middle. runs into some Comets players, but able to drive them to almost the 45 before he's tackled. That'll bring it to second down in about 2 yards. And Grass Lake does not take a lot of time in between plays on the field.
No, they don't.
And right now, looking good here in the early going, moving the football. Second down and short. And there's another handoff. And this time met with a little more resistance. He'll be close to the first down with forward progress. On the carry is Cameron Darrow.
And that was Brendan Skoronsky with the tackle, the initial contact for Hanover.
And a couple of different Comets in on the takedown. But the Warriors do get the first down on that play. Three wide receivers to the left. Sean Hickey. And another give this time up the middle to Darrow, and he's able to drive forward into Comet territory over the 50 to the 47-yard line.
That is Trent Hochter with the tackle. And it looked like that might have been a little bit of a run-pass option play. Hickey looked like he held onto the ball for quite a while there before he finally made the decision to hand the ball off to Cameron Darrow.
Again, trips receivers left out of the shotgun for Hickey. And a quick out to one of the receivers, a little screen there, and he's got some room up the sideline. Nice stutter step. Touchdown saving tackle there on the dive for Randy Fraley. Big play for the Warriors. And that'll get him down to the 27-yard line.
Now we've got a penalty that's going to bring it back.
It looks like it's going to be a hold against the Warriors.
Yeah.
So that'll move the football back.
From the spot, it's a spot foul, so they're going to bump them all the way looks like the 47.
Yeah, back into Grass Lake territory. Second down and 9. So it takes a lot of yards off the field there for the Warriors. But second down, still time to work. They go with 4 wideouts again. Back to passes. Hickey, now he's flushed out of the pocket. Throws, he's got a man. Little bit overthrown.
Hickey's pass is intended.
Winston Higgins was the intended receiver there, the junior wide receiver, 5'7". Maybe if he was 6'1", 6'2", he might have had a shot at that. But good throw on the run by Hickey nonetheless.
He got some power on it. A good throw would have been in the receiver's hands, buddy. Just outside of the outstretched fingers, third down and long here for the Warriors. And we'll see if the Comets can capitalize on the penalty to get a stop and get this offense off the field. Hickey with time to throw. And
nice,
what a
grab.
Nice diving grab. And he's going to be close to the first down marker. On the catch is Crutchfield.
And they're saying move the chains.
Fully laid out for that one, and that will be a first down. Back into Comet territory at the 44. No, they fourth and short.
I don't know.
I thought we saw a signal for the first down.
Yeah, we had a side judge over on our side signaling first down.
And now we got...
Yep, now the official comes in. The umpire makes the call.
The white hat.
He has enormous cosmic power and gives the Warriors a first down.
Powerful or not, he got the chains moved. First and 10 for the Warriors at the Comets 44-yard line. Hickey looks really comfortable in the pocket out there. Even when he got flushed out, he didn't look nervous. He just casually cleared the pocket, makes the throw. Another quick bubble screen for the Warriors. Ducking a couple defenders, gets it down to about the 40. On the catch is Carson Canning.
That is Joel Van Epps with first contact.
Second down, waiting for that official spot. Looks like it's going to be at about the 39. Leaves you about 5 yards. 9:16 to go first quarter. We're still scoreless at Grass Lake. Warriors moving the football. Hickey out of the shotgun, hands off on second down. Couple spins, breaks some tackles, and he'll dive for the first. What a run. Fantastic run there on the play. Trenton Holden gets the first down, moves the chains. Looked like they had him stopped for maybe a yard.
Yeah.
He spins away from the defenders and then makes just a dive, a layout dive to get to the marker.
Yeah, great play there. Good tackle by Joel Van Epps.
Hickey, play action, back to pass. A lot of time, looking downfield. Now he's
picked
intercepted.
Off.
Right in the middle of the field. He threw it on a laser, and Joel Van Epps just stepped right in front, makes the interception, and the Hanover Horton Comets get the stop and the turnover, and they'll take over on the offense.
Yeah, Hickey looked really strong on that drive. The RPO right there, the run-pass option, pulled it back. Looked like he had a man over the middle. Joel Van Epps, who has been fantastic for the Comets defensively on that drive, jumps the route, picks off the pass. And we'll see what Hanover can do with a big stop.
The handoff on first down, sweep to the right. Gets back to the first down marker, nothing more on the carry. Chance Coffin.
Cameron Darrow with the tackle.
They'll give him about a half a yard. And set him up for a second down and a long nine. 8:23 to go first quarter, 0-0. Hanover Horton with the interception. Gets the Grass Lake offense off the field.
That's probably the best possible outcome for Hanover Horton because now they can get themselves into a position to score and get ahead and just sit on the football.
Out of the shotgun, there's a give to Hochter, and they hit him right away. As I said in the pre, they know they need to watch Hochter. He's going to find, I think, space difficult to get.
And James Helton with the tackle.
So third down. He got another about a half a yard, third down and long for Hanover Horton after the turnover.
And this isn't a situation we saw Hanover find themselves in quite a bit against Vandercook.
Out of the shotgun, Van Epps back to throw. Looking downfield. They had a man on the slant, overthrown. Garrett Gumper, the intended receiver, brings up a fourth down. Punting situation for the Comets. 7:32 to go here. In our first quarter in the K105.3 football frenzy as they line up for the punt. We say congrats to Darlene Press, Corey Corwin, Mary Jo Kennedy, Paul Baleri, Anita Amedin, Paul Rebant, Bill Kennedy, Pam Clark, Stephanie Chapo, and Adam Johnson on getting qualified for the two-year lease on the Art Main Chevy Equinox. There's your punt.
Good punt.
Hochter's got it into Grass Lake territory, fielded at the 41. Dodges a couple tackles, still on his feet at midfield, and a gang of Comets gets him down. So he'll be right at midfield to start.
Wouldn't that be a cluster of Comets? What do you call a large grouping of Comets?
Well, generally a Comet is a singular being.
Yeah.
A celestial body.
Some sort of asteroid field, I guess. A field of Comets. Where's our statistician? We're going to need to look this up. I'll get our statistician on it.
I think they would just, because comets generally appear alone.
Yeah.
So you would say however many there were, you would say trio.
Yeah.
A pair of comets or whatever. So in this case, it was missed them in about five.
A quintuplet of comets.
A quintet of comets on the tackle. Out of the shotgun. Back to pass on first down. Hickey, after throwing an interception on the last possession, overshoots the receiver on that play. And short memory for the quarterback. Didn't show any signs of trepidation in throwing that ball out there after having committed the interception on the last possession. Second down and 10 for midfield for the Comets with 7:17 to go here in the first. On a beautiful weather night, the Relay for Life going on here at Grass Lake Stadium. Shotgun, Hickey throws again. This time the short pass is caught for about 8 yards. Gage Lee, the receiver on the play. Third down and 3.
Randy Frail on that stop. Sorry.
Oh, no problem.
Grass Lake moves so quick on their offense.
The no huddle. They just look over the sideline, get the signal. Trip receivers to the right for Hickey. One to the left. And the handoff goes to the back, and he bursts through there. He's got first down distance. He stopped just beyond the marker at about the 39. On the carry is Weston Quietek.
Taken down by a bunch of Comets. And Cameron Worley, a little slow to get up for the Comets there. He's going to hobble his way off the field, favoring that right ankle.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, you're glad to see him get off under his own power, but unable to really put any weight on that right ankle. The trainers will go to work on him. 6:26 to go, clock running. First down and 10, just beyond the 40-yard line in Comet territory. The Warriors with that bubble screen out, and nice job to dodge a couple tacklers. Get down to the 35. Winston Higgins. It looked like they might have him corralled and stop him for no gain, but he was able to sidestep a couple of diving tacklers.
Sophomore Randy Fraley with his third tackle of the game.
The PA announcer used the term a bunch of comments.
Okay. We'll take that.
Doesn't mean it's official.
Need to see NASA credentials first.
There's your handoff again on second down and about seven, make it six. He's going to get about 2 yards on the carry. And again, that's Weston Quiatek. He'll run off the field here for the third down play. Again, no huddle here for Grass Lake.
Looks like Griffin Fedor with that stop.
Hickey directs traffic a little bit out of the shotgun.
Big hole.
Big hole, and no one's going to catch him there.
Oh, got him. Wow, big tackle.
Diving tackle. They'll keep him out of the end zone. On the carry was Trenton Holden down to the 1 yard line before he's miraculously tackled from behind. Looks like nobody had a chance at him. Garrett Gumper proved us wrong.
Yeah. Garrett Gumper just laid out for that stop, just caught an ankle.
Two backs now for Hickey. And they'll give it to Holden again. He falls down, kind of, and yeah. It looks like he's going to fall down short of the goal line. Second down and goal for the Warriors. 4:53 to go, first quarter.
It didn't quite have his footing there.
Clock continues to run. Hickey out of the shotgun. They'll go to him again, and he slams into the line, but it doesn't look like he's going to be able to lean over that goal line.
Still short.
Battle of wills down here in the trenches, and right now the Comets are winning that duel.
Yeah, Devin Moore got in that time, made initial contact for the Comets. And really, when you saw, he grabbed the body and just started yanking him backwards to make sure he couldn't get across the plane.
Third down and goal. This time, play action rollout for Hickey. He's got a man in the corner. Overthrown. Out. And so it brings up a fourth down now for Grass Lake.
Yeah, that was just a bad throw by Hickey. It was way too high for starters. He was going to have to try to high point it. And when he came down, he probably wouldn't have been in bounds anyway. So just a little bit off target by Hickey.
Crutchfield got himself open, and Hickey just missed him. And now Grass Lake's going to settle for 3 points.
It's a
big stand there by the Comets.
Impressive defensive stand for the Comets. Brett Sherwood, the kicker. Shorter than an extra point attempt. Got it. Locked it.
Off the crossbar. And it comes back out onto the field. They'll all dive on it and play his whistle dead. And Grass Lake, after it looked like a sure touchdown, come away with zero.
Yeah, that was a difficult drive to come away with no points at all. The kick, or the snap was a little high. The kick was a little low. Might have been blocked a little bit on the at the last possible moment, then right off the crossbar and almost right into the waiting hands of a Hanover Horton defender.
Yeah, from our perspective, it didn't look like it was high enough to even hit the crossbar, but it did. Nothing. 4 minutes exactly on your first quarter clock here from their own 20-yard line. Hanover Horton takes over.
This has been a very well-played first quarter by Hanover Horton.
Defensively, they went 3-and-out on their first possession. This time they give it to Hockner. He has a little bit of room. He'll get about 2 yards on the carry. Let's call it 3. Second down and 7.
Cameron Darrow with the stop.
Hanover Horton's able to establish that run. Starts opening up the play action, and they can be dangerous. Run Runner in motion. Beck passes Van Epps. Now he throws out to Hochter. He's got some room in the flats.
Wide open.
And dives over the 30-yard line. We're going to get a flag out there.
Yeah. It was behind the play.
Yeah, I didn't see. There was one receiver out there. Perhaps a hold would be, it's the default call, I suppose.
Yeah.
But there's your hold signal, and it's going to go against the Comets.
Yep.
So after a big play that would have moved the chains, we'll instead move them back 5 yards.
And now they're going to call for a confab here, I think. Maybe.
It's now kind of a matter of the spot of the call.
Yeah.
Where they're going to get them from. 3:18 to go first quarter. We're still scoreless. Grass Lake was just a yard from the end zone, unable to score on three tries, and then missed a field goal attempt. And that gets us where we stand now with Hanover Horton. Waiting to have a penalty walked off.
Yeah, they're trying to get it 10 yards from the spot, but the spot was further downfield than where the play ended. So they're going to take it from where the defender made the tackle rather than the spot of the foul.
So moves them back just a, we'll say the 21, 20-and-a-half yard line, second down and 9, very close to the original line of scrimmage on the possession. Van Epps on the shotgun. Bad snap, and it looks like Grasslake's got it. They're signaling that they do. And it's going to stay Comets ball.
And they dodged a bullet there. Not sure what happened on that snap. It looked like it didn't go anywhere. I didn't see the ball at all when Van Epps called for it, and then I saw him darting towards the line of scrimmage, and maybe the center hit his leg or something.
Right.
No idea.
Because Van Epps is lined up in a shotgun.
Yeah.
So usually that too high or too low snap would be an issue, but one that never makes it away from the line. This snap is good on this one. He's fading. They set up a screen right in the middle of the field. Incomplete. But a good play call on the third and long just didn't execute. Now it's fourth and 10. And the Comets will again punt it away.
Yeah, he had Trent Hochter wide open in the flat, just couldn't get to him in time. Had the other safety valve back on that screen formation that was open as well. Just couldn't hang on to it. Hochter probably had a better look at getting to the first.
2:25 left on the first quarter clock. Hochter's second punt of the first quarter. The snap goes high. Great job to recover, but the punt is not going to go very far. Won't even get to the first down marker. Bounces out of bounds near the 25. I'll look for the official spot here. But that's not a great result.
Not a strong punt. Yeah. You probably would have been just as well off going for it.
Well, once
maybe you get lucky.
I say once the snap goes over his head, Hochter does a really good job to get to it and even and be able to punt it all. But maybe, like you said, maybe he should have just tried to run for it. Warrior offense gets out on the field.
Short field, not ideal for Hanover, but they had that huge goal line stand last time out on defense. Trips right.
2:17 to go here in the first. And there is a give. Kwiatek, and he's got some speed. He gets over to the marker. It's going to be shy of it about, let's call it 9 yards here on the first down carry. And that's Chance Coffin on the carry. Or no, I'm sorry.
He was on the tackle. Yeah, you were correct. It was Kwiatek.
I looked down at the wrong side of my roster. That happens occasionally.
It does.
Probably more than it should. Second down, quick offense, and the throw is caught on the wide receiver. A quick screen. He's going to get a first down, and he's going to get down to about the 5-yard line before he's pulled down. Winston Higgins on the reception.
And it looked like Colin Zeman and Tad Moore in on the stop there.
Just shy of the 5-yard line, first and goal for the Warriors. They split their 3-receiver set lot to the left, 1 receiver to the right for Hickey. And Kwiatek's in the backfield. He takes the handoff, gets to the 5. No more. Basically back to the line of scrimmage on the carry.
And Brandon Skronsky with the stop there. He's had great penetration this entire game, getting through the line, especially on the goal line stands.
So the minute 15 to go here in the first. Another chance at it for the Warriors. And Higgins got into the end zone. Took two spin moves and a broken tackle before he could get there. Grasslake's had several tries and finally able to break the plane. 6-0 Warriors with 1:09 to go first quarter. And a large portion of this quarter, Jason, has been played on the Grasslake side of the field. But
yeah,
Hanover Horton held up their defense as long as they could.
Yeah, they've been bending for the better part of 10 minutes, and it finally, I mean, you could say it broke, but there really wasn't much they could do there.
Extra points up, and it's good. 7-0. Grasslake takes the advantage. Hanover Horton will take the kick return when we return. 30-second break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
At Summit Orthodontics, Dr. Backinger and her team make braces fun. Summit Orthodontics specializes in family-friendly scheduling. They know you need flexibility, so appointments are on time with no waiting in one room or another. Before and after school appointments are normal and encouraged, so there's no time off work or school. Getting braces for you or your children should be relaxing and stress-free. After you meet Dr. B and her team, you'll know why Summit Orthodontics is number one in Jackson for braces and your smile. Summit Orthodontics, 517-782-9331.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Nearly 11 minutes played in our first quarter. Grasslake finally into the end zone after, I guess, five tries from inside the 5-yard line or thereabouts. So they'll set up to kick off. And Hanover Horton back to receive. They've got a man set up there at the 16-yard line. Grasslake breaks the huddle. They don't huddle much. Basically before kickoffs. The kickoff is a liner. Gets down to the 10. Fielded. Little room to run. Trying to decide on the hole he's going to use. It's to the 25. Maybe not the right one. Leans to the 27, and that's Colin Zeman on the return.
Yeah, I think he just took a little bit too much time deciding, and both holes closed before he could make up his mind. So we'll see this Grasslake defense go back to work, holding Hanover to little to nothing on the last couple of drives. Really, they've tried to get Trent Hochter going and haven't had much success there. Tried to go through the air a couple of times. Not much success there either. Good pressure, too, from Grasslake.
They had one big play called back on a holding penalty. Now on first down handoff, nowhere to go. That Grasslake defensive line has held up pretty well. Randy Fraley on the carry. Hanover Horton back to the huddle. They actually lose about 3 on the first down play. Second and 13 from their own 25. 30 seconds left here in our first quarter on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Thanks to Art Main Chevrolet for setting us up with that Chevy Equinox.
Beautiful ride.
2-year lease. I'd take it if I could get it. I'm not allowed. Rolling out. Van Epps throwing. And open man hits him. Caught. Still short of the first down marker, but a nice play. And the catch by Sean Balfour is going to get him a third down and about 5. Now let's call 4.
Yeah, let's be generous.
Time's up on the first quarter, though. We'll switch ends, and we'll come back and see what the Comets have for a third down play. Put 12 minutes up on the clock. We'll take a 1-minute break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You work hard. You're there early, you stay late, and yet you feel like your career is at a standstill. Flexible Staffing understands how you feel, and they have a solution. Flexible Staffing is in the business of helping hardworking people like you find a career where they feel appreciated, valued, and perhaps most importantly, appropriately compensated for your work ethic. Call Flexible Staffing of Jackson today and feel good about your career. Flexible Staffing, FSSstaff.com.
Columbia Central High School was ranked in the top 15% nationally and above all other high schools in Jackson County.
That's great. At Columbia Central, I received college credit by taking advanced placement courses.
In addition to advanced placement, Columbia Central students may take college courses through the Jackson County Early College.
Columbia School District, from GSRP preschool and early fives through high school and adult education, learning today, leading tomorrow. Visit us at myeagles.org.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at Grass Lake High School. 7-0. The Warriors lead the Comets. Comets with the ball. 3rd down and 4. Moving from the left to the right. Back to pass, Van Epps. Out into the flat. He's got an open man. He's got a race to the first down marker. He got it. Slips the tackle and up toward the 50. Big play there on the 3rd down and 4. And that is Randy Fraley on the catch and run after. Second quarter of our game brought to you by East Jackson Public Schools. Together we thrive.
Go East Trojans. Jackson.
What's that?
Go Trojans,
indeed. Trojans will be playing the East Hanover Horton Comets next week.
That's right.
Out at Hanover Horton. East Jackson. Gotta love the dome. We're going to be headed over there in a couple weeks.
Yes.
Steve Dore and the crew over at East Jackson, thank them for being on our broadcast. 1st down and 10 for the Comets. And again, pressure coming. It looks like a little bit of a screen setup. The throw is short. Incomplete. 2nd down and 10. Getting Hanover Horton on their own 49-yard line. 7-0 they trail.
And you'd like to see Hanover make some progress, get across the 50.
Well, for no other reason, Jason, it's kind of the field position game.
Exactly.
If Grass Lake's going to get the football back, you're going to want to make them work with the longer field.
Yeah, and you played the entire first quarter in your own end. It's never good.
Well, and really, I think the bad snap on the punt left Hanover Horton in a bad position to maybe give up those points. Van Epps with time to throw. It's deflected, nearly caught by another Comet receiver, but still ultimately falls incomplete. Looks like intended on the play was Sean Balfour, but Colin Zeman actually had a shot at it down there, too. Both of them missed it. 3rd down now and 10. For the Comets.
Yeah, good heads-up play by Zeman to stay with the play, follow the football, play to the whistle, all of those cliches that you hear all the time, and good heads-up to try to get after that football. 3rd and 10.
Comets break the huddle, that wing formation that they run out of the shotgun. Low snap. Van Epps picks it up. Now he's running for his life, scrambling left. And a great job to get the sack for Grass Lake.
Isaiah Simon.
And it looked like Van Epps might outrun him. Simon went down, gets the ankle, trips him up. 4th down and about 20 now for the Comets, and they're going to be looking for a big punt play here again from Hochter. Under 11 minutes to go, first half. 7-0 Grass Lake. They'll get the football back.
And Isaiah Simon, 255, 5'11", sophomore. Busting through there.
Big kid showing the speed.
Trent Hochter kicking for the Comets.
Back to return for Grass Lake. Winston Higgins scored the touchdown on that last punt possession. Now Higgins has it. 20-yard line. Got a little room to run. Now he turns on the burners, finds that hole. Nice job to pull him down, but he'll still get to the 42-yard line. Pretty good field position for the Warriors.
Yeah, let's see. We've got plenty of time in the first half yet for Hanover Horton, but they've really got to lock it down defensively here. They really haven't played poorly defensively as Hanover. Just poor field positioning put them in some tough spots.
Poorly timed mistakes.
Yes.
Working against them now. Grass Lake. Hickey this time with two backs. in the shotgun with him. One goes into motion, wheel route, catches it, and he's going to get hit right at the line of scrimmage. Does manage to fall forward for a couple. Second down and 8 for the Warriors, and that's from their own 44.
Sean Balfour, the junior, with the tackle for the Comets.
Again, another different look here from Grass Lake. Three wide receivers, two backs. Handoff goes to Kwiatek. He's going to get a couple over the 45 down to about the 48-yard line. Now looking for the spot. It's at 49, pretty good run. Third down and about 4 for Grass Lake.
Joel Van Epps with the initial contact there. Trent Hochter, whose name we haven't heard much of in this game, with the finally brought him down.
Quick out pass here for Hickey, and a nice job. This is the first time that Hanover Horton's really been able to shut that down at all. They do get into Comet territory, but short of the first down marker, we got 4th and 2 scenario for Grass Lake. That's a really good spot.
Yeah, very good.
48-yard line nearly, so it's 4th and really inches. Shotgun for Hickey. Now he looks up to get the play from the sideline. And Grass Lake will take a timeout. 8:46 to go first half, 7-0 Warriors. They've got a 4th and about a foot. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll be right back in the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You've got a diesel engine. You love your diesel engine. The way it sounds, the way it handles, and the way it looks in your driveway. You know who loves your diesel as much as you do? The crew at Watson Diesel Service Company on Thorez Drive right here in Jackson, or online anytime at WatsonDieselService.com. They'll baby your diesel like you do when it needs service. Watson Diesel Service, WatsonDieselService.com. They love your diesel.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football right here on K105.3.
We're back. Second quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Fourth down play for Grass Lake. And I do think we saw, Jason, the officials had a little confab talk about the spot on that play.
Yeah. They moved it to the proper positioning here.
It's still a short one, and what a push for the Grass Lake Warriors. Hickey clearly has the first down, actually gets about 5 on the play.
Quarterback on the kick. First down.
Yeah, that was a great push by the offensive line. It looked like Hickey just jumped on somebody's back and was carried the 5 yards. It was easy.
The two backs behind him just kind of plowed him forward. He had no choice but to get 5 yards. He's in the shotgun now. 3 wide receivers to his right. Takes the snap. Fakes the run out to Higgins, who's got a little room. Gets his feet pulled out from under him, but he will get down to the 35. Second down and just 3 yards for Grass Lake. Nice first down play. Hickey to Higgins has been a good connection for him. And they just throw that quick step back and pass out. Wide receiver kind of bubble screen. It's almost like a run play. Just try to get that matchup, and Higgins got to beat a guy to get to the stick. Now the handoff goes to Kwiatek, a race to the edge, and he'll turn it upfield. He's close to the 30. He's got the first down.
Kwiatek on the carry.
Trent Hochter with a big hit there to drive him out of bounds. One name we haven't really mentioned much for Grass Lake, and he hasn't really gotten into the flow of the offense yet, is Steven Grishko. Their senior wideout leading the area, or close to the lead in the area, in receptions and yards.
Three wide receivers for Hickey. He hands off to Kwiatek instead. Over the 30, down to the 25 before he stopped. Another nice play on first down for Grass Lake. Second down and about 4 with 7:34 to go in our second quarter.
Chance Cawthon and Devin Moore in on the tackles for Hanover Horton.
Stay tuned at the half. We will have a MHSAA segment for you this week in high school sports. Check out all the numbers for Denny's. Quick pass on the slant to Higgins. And again, he's able to bounce off a tackler to get himself an extra couple yards following the reception, and he'll be stopped just shy of the 15. That'll move the chains again for the Warriors. Now, steadily marching down the field here, Grass Lake. Combination of runs and little dink and dunk pass stuff. Consistently moving the football. Handoff this time goes to Kwiatek, and he's caught in the backfield. Great penetration on the play by the Comets. And that is Randy Fraley who makes the stop. So after moving it 5 yards here, chunk there, Grass Lake goes backwards for the first time. It's going to be second down in about 14 yards.
Fraley did a great job there from his linebacker spot to break through the line quickly.
Warriors with the football on the Comets 20-yard line. Out of the shotgun and back to pass is Hickey looking left. Now he goes to the end zone. Double coverage over there. Overthrew his receiver. And it's incomplete. Intended on the play. Number 10.
Got a flag down as well.
Flag on the play.
Looks like they had it at the 7, but then he dropped it back at the 9. The 6.
And the receiver was complaining that someone was grabbing his jersey. Lost his shoe here on the sideline. Smattering of applause here.
Yeah, it's a penalty that's going to go against East Jackson. It looked like it might have been a hold.
East Jackson?
Or East Jackson, excuse me.
East Jackson's our second quarter sponsor, so just giving them a shout-out here as we tick away the final 6:23 in this half. It's Grass Lake ball, and they'll move it down to the 10. So that helped him out. Second down and 5. Shotgun, quick out, Hickey. And this one's met in a great open field tackle. Reception for Carson Canning. And the tackle on the play.
Colin Zeman.
Zeman quick to get. And you can see that the Comets are getting used to those quick receiver passes, and they've done better and better against them as they've continued here in the game.
Yeah, those wide receiver bubble screens and the wheel routes and stuff, the play sort of starts behind the line of scrimmage and develops from there based on where they throw the football. Pitch out here.
Running strong. And Holden's going to take it down to the 5-yard line. Trenton Holden on the sweep. And that should move the chains again for the Warriors. First and goal from the Comets 5-yard line.
The official going to get a look here. And they're going to, looks like they're going to measure. Nope, first down.
Say, we haven't seen a measurement all year.
No, we haven't.
And there's a couple times I thought we should have.
Yeah. The referee pretty confident in his decision to make it first and goal here.
Oh, it looked right to me. I thought from our angle, it looked like he was comfortably past it.
Yep, and he's on the field, MHSAA.com, if you want to get on that field and put on the stripes.
If you disagree with the call, you have a chance to be the one making it. Hickey takes the snap, handoff, and nearly untouched right into the end zone. Cameron Darrell, and six more for Grass Lake. 13-0 with 5:12 to go first half. Extra point pending. These haven't been gimmies so far today. Sherwood walks off his steps, ready for the extra point attempt. The Warriors actually send someone in motion there. Again, pressure on the kick, but he does get it up, and that one, no doubter, through the uprights. 14-0 Grass Lake. Let's take 30 seconds and come back for a kickoff on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
It's an exciting time to be a Comet, a mid-Michigan leader in academics, athletics, and the arts. Hanover Horton features a wide variety of classes, including STEM, advanced placement, and dual enrollment. With our dedicated staff, hardworking students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton School District is the right choice for your student. Visit hanoverhorton.org today for more information. Hanover Horton Schools, creating a better world one student at a time. Come and be a part of the Comet Nation.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
D. Boyle, Jason Smith in the second quarter here for East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. 5:12 left in the half, and it's 14-0 Grass Lake. Hanover Horton back to return the kickoff again. Colin Zeman sets up at the 10-yard line.
Sherwood will kick for the Warriors.
Warriors spread it out. Sherwood, after a big boot on the extra point, will look to put the boots to it again. There's a nice high kick, end over end. It's going to get down to about the 6-yard line. Looking for some room. And still on his feet, bumped at the 15, out to the 20.
Good return.
And pulled down. And that's Ted Moore on the return.
Cameron Darrow with the stop on special teams after running in for the score on the last play.
First and 10 from their own 20-yard line. Hanover Horton had a little bit of ball movement going on in their last possession.
And you kind of think that this isn't quite a must-score situation, but it's kind of a must-score situation for them.
I think what they need to do is, at the very minimum, be able to run some time off the clock here and get into the half without being down any more than what they are. Hand off to Hochter on first down. Goes nowhere. He loses a couple yards, second and 12.
He's tackled by number 65.
Three and out here would not be...
No, especially...
I mean, it never is, but...
Yeah, but in the field position you have now... And you you figure a net punt, you're probably looking best case scenario with a 40.
Yeah, you're looking at somewhere around midfield probably. Yeah. And Grass Lake has shown ability to eat up yards quickly in big chunks. And the pass to Hochter out of the backfield, thrown behind him. He can't reel it in. An incomplete pass, third down and 12. So that's two bad things because it stops the clock and it brings up a third down and long.
Yeah, and Van Epps just has not looked comfortable in the pocket the last couple series. He's had a, I wouldn't quite call it happy feet, but he's bailing out of the pocket probably a second or two sooner than he should because he's so worried about that pressure coming from the blind side.
Two wide receivers for him. Van Epps out of the shotgun. He lets one go and intercepted. Didn't quite have enough mustard on it. And the battle at number three is there, Colin Zeman and Winston Higgins. And Higgins comes down with it for Grass Lake. So the turnover created by the Warriors, they'll get first and 10 from the Comets' 39-yard line. Chance to put up some more points here before the half. 4:16 to go. They already lead 14-0. Hickey out of the shotgun here. He's got one back with him, Shane Holcomb, in the game. Hickey back to pass. From the right side, wide open. Got a man up at the 20, caught, and brought down. Gage Lee, the receiver on the play. First and 10 for Grass Lake. Move the chains down to the 20.
Garrett Gumper on the stop, the sophomore. You know, your leading tacklers for Hanover Horton are Zeman and Gumper, your secondary guys. That's never a good sign if you're on defense.
Hickey's got three receivers to his left this time. He throws quickly and goes right back to Lee. He's pulled out the 20 for no gain. And again, that quick step back and throw over the receiver, and Hanover Horton's been able to really hold that one in check here, especially in the second quarter. second down and about 9 for Grass Lake. So they go 4 wide. This time, 2 to each side for Hickey. They've been running a lot of 3 wide receiver sets. And a little sloppy on the exchange there, but the play does go forward for about 4 yards to the 16-yard line. It'll be 3rd down and 4. Shane Holcomb on the carry.
Yeah, it looked like that was almost like an RPO-type situation that Hickey just handed the ball off as to make it look more like a draw play because it was kind of clustered up from the start.
3 minutes left in the half. 4 wide receivers for Hickey. He's back to pass. And, he had a wide open man. Carson Canning just kind of took about a 5-yard walk and just sat down. He was by himself. Would have been real close to that first down marker, but he just dropped it.
Yeah, it looked like he was trying to take off and run before he had the football, and that's the cardinal sin of many a wide receiver. And unfortunately, just had to let it go.
Oh, our spotter up here says it was deflected by a defender at the line.
So we'll see Brett Sherwood come on for the field goal try. And get a whistle and a flag down. Delay of game.
Delay of game is going to go against Grass Lake, and that's going to move them back likely out of field goal range.
Yeah, that kick was short and wide right.
Delay of game.
I don't know how much of that was affected by the whistle.
Yeah.
So it'll be 4th and 10, and they'll move that to the 22. It's about a 37-yarder.
Sherwood still got the kicking tee in his hand, so they're going to take a timeout here, talk it over. We'll see if they decide to punt.
2:50 left on our first half clock, 14-0 Grass Lake lead. They'll try to add more points. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll come back and see if they can get it done on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Football Frenzy's on tonight. You in?
I don't know if I have room for everybody.
Not to worry. My new man cave from Baker Builders is legit. They transformed my basement into paradise.
Baker Builders? You know, they did our new kitchen. My wife absolutely loves it. The work they did just brought new life into our house. Counters, cabinets, the works.
You should see our basement. I can't believe how they maximized our square footage.
I'm totally in.
Great. Use that new kitchen to bring the food.
Baker Builders. Experts in remodeling, finished basements, man caves, kitchens, and baths. Trusted, respected, sought after. To schedule your remodel, visit BakerBuilders.net.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Out of the timeout here, 2:50 to go second quarter, 14-0 Grass Lake leads Hanover Horton, and it looks like the kicking squad's still out.
Yeah.
Faith in the leg of Sherwood. Couple other scores here at the end. What do we have it at the half? I just had the update and now I'm missing it.
We'll get our crack stats team on that.
There it is. 33-0 Lumen Christi over Northwest right now. There's a solid kick. Does it got enough leg off the corner of the crossbar? Nearly got it. Nice attempt there by Sherwood. 2:47 to go. Hanover Horton will take over after the failed field goal attempt. But a nice kick. He got a. It would have been good from the original mark there if they hadn't had the delay of game.
Yeah, he got some good leg into it that time. Just unlucky on the bounce off the crossbar. Also, Western Battle Creek, Harper Creek. 7-0 Western.
Twenty-yard line here for the Comets.
Addison East Jackson is getting kind of ugly in a hurry. 40-0, with 11 minutes to go in the half.
A whistle on the field. Looks like Johnny Stewart having a little discussion with the line judge. They must have worked it out.
That's good. You always like to see those resolutions. Almost a false start.
There's a nice handoff. Oh, one guy to beat, and they took him down. On the carry for the Comets was Tad Moore, and on the tackle for Grass Lake was Donovan Beach. A lot of room to run if Beach doesn't bring him down. And so they get two on the first down play, second and eight. Stay tuned during the halftime for Collins Brothers floor covering. We'll give you your Denny's halftime stats. MHSAA this week in high school sports on the play action. And a nice throw completed by Van Epps. And there's a big play that the Comets needed badly. Connection with Chance Coffin for a big first down with time ticking off down to 2:01 here in the first half. Hanover Horton with a nice play on the play action.
Yeah, and it was nice because Van Epps finally got some time back there to get the ball off. He was able to find Coffin wide open in space.
Yeah, easily his best throw of the night. No huddle for the Comets. Rolling out is Van Epps looking downfield. He's got his man caught, and he's into Grass Lake territory at the 49.
That's the first time they've been in Comet too. No! Oh, they spotted it just shy of the 50. Come on.
I don't like that spot.
I don't like that spot either.
Second down and two for the Comets. Nice throw again by Van Epps. This one just off the fingertips of the intended receiver on the play, Tad Moore. Incomplete, third down and two.
Great timed hit by Scott Crutchfield. Very well timed. Just got a finger on it, Moore did, and Crutchfield lit him up, caused him to lose the football.
Yes, the Comets will huddle up. I was liking the no huddle look. They were giving Grass Lake a little taste of their own medicine.
Yeah. And with the clock stopped, you might as well.
So they break the huddle. Zeman split left. Moore goes into motion. Shotgun for Van Epps, and he hands off. And looking to get two, they won't get it. Pulled down at the 50. On the carry is Randy Fraley.
Randy Fraley with the ball.
Tackled by Ryan Simmons and James Helton on the stops there.
On fourth down, you'll see Trent Hochter come back into the game.
I think you go for it here. Why not?
It looks like they are.
They're
huddling up with
here.
A minute five to go. Break the huddle. So Van Epps goes under center this time. Hochter right behind him.
Wonder if they're trying to hard count him.
It's a great view here. The
fumble.
50. Fumbled on the play. Hochter can't get the exchange, and the turnover on downs for the Warriors. Putting the pressure on that battle at the line of scrimmage there. And the Warriors come out on top in that one. With 49 seconds to go in the first half, Grass Lake will have another few shots at putting up some more points.
Man, these refs got some cannons. Now you're showing off the gun.
Grass Lake offense on the field. Four wide receivers for Hickey. He's back to pass, looking left. Short pass to Higgins, but he's turning it into a long one up the sideline.
Pass is complete to number three.
Over the 35, down to the 33 before he's pushed out of bounds. A big chunk on first down for Grass Lake. 43 seconds remain. And again, four receivers for Hickey in the backfield. One running back, and we'll get a timeout from the Comets. Let's keep it here for the timeout. Say thank you to XL Staffing. They've been setting us up with a prize during our tailgates. Remember, every one of our football friends, is a tailgate party.
Yeah.
From 6 to 7, you come down and get signed up for a chance at the 2-year lease on the Art Main Chevrolet Equinox. Also, we have $50 prizes from some of our sponsors, XL Staffing. Supplies one of those gifts at each one of our tailgate parties. Thank you to XL Staffing for being on board.
Good people.
As well as...
Last call, 50-50.
I want to make sure we...
It is last call for 50-50.
Feature some of those guys. Hanover Horton Schools on supporting their guys as they play again on the radio.
Yeah.
Vision Collision. XL Staffing, as I mentioned. Grass Lake Chevrolet on board for the broadcast. Grass Lake Chevrolet out here.
That was a fun remote for K-Day.
What one was that?
The Grass Lake Chevrolet remote.
Yeah?
Yeah, I was running the board for that. They were having fun. They were giving away Lions tickets.
Oh, man.
I know.
Were they paying people to take the
nuts? They were playing the Seahawks, so it was going to be naturally a fun game.
Out of the shotgun for Hickey. First and 10 for Grass Lake. Plenty of time. Now he tucks and runs up the middle. Good job to hold him. He has a struggle getting past the line. And a combo of tacklers in Hochter and
Mason North made contact as well. Back into the hurry up. Hickey from the gun.
Only gets a couple on the play. Back to pass. Now pressured. And he's going to get sacked. There's a big play by the D-line.
That's Trent Hochter.
And again, Mason North. Those two guys getting some penetration going today.
Timeout, Grass Lake.
Big plays by the Comets defense with 13 seconds. Grass Lake's going to have time for this and maybe one more, depending on the outcome of this play. An incomplete pass inbounds would likely run the clock out on the quarter and the half. Warriors huddled up on the field. Coach Randy Cole with his instruction. Johnny Stewart on the other sideline. His guys huddled up. Still a gorgeous night out here.
Yeah.
Grass Lake High School. They'll be going all night long here with the Relay for Life.
It's such a fun event, too, the relay.
Most definitely great attitudes out here. I want to send a shout-out to Joe DeBow.
Yeah.
Ghost Rider DJ and president of the Grass Lake Chamber. Or no, the village president.
The village
Joe
president,
DeBow.
Yes.
He'll be out here playing music all night long. He was up here in the booth when we got here. He said, I'll be here all night. Almost makes me want to stay.
Good dude.
I've been going at it since about 5 a.m. today, though.
Yeah, I'm
looking
you're
forward
done.
To a break. Roll off for Hickey on the last play. Gets the completion. Turns it upfield. He does go out of bounds. It looks like he might have 6 seconds left. Nice quick pass play, and they're going to give themselves a chance to take a shot at the end zone, or they could kick it here.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to take that shot at the end zone.
He
might spike, maybe.
Nothing.
I don't know what he's looking to do here. Nope.
Out of the shotgun, he's got four receivers. Looks like they're going to run a play. Back to pass is Hickey. Start looking to the end zone. A little pressure, but he lets it go. And it's going to be overthrown out of bounds.
That's time.
Time runs out on the half. 14-0 Grass Lake. In control most of the half. So Hanover Horton did everything they could to kind of stay in this game. They had some lost the field position battle virtually the entire half, but to be down only 14-0 with the way their offense struggled for most of that half, kind of an achievement. They'll have some things to talk over in the locker room, some adjustments to make, and we'll see if they can figure out this Grass Lake defense and get some points on the board in the second half. We will take 2 minutes here on the halftime for Collins Brothers floor covering. We'll come back and take a look at our Denny's halftime stats and set things up for the second half. Again, 14-0 Grass Lake leads Hanover Horton at the half on K105.3.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the join fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations. Free childcare while you work out downtown. Free featured group exercise classes. Access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract, so give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Football Frenzy on K105.3. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues. That's MinutemanSewer.com.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, dinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
High school football on K105.3. It's the Halftime Report. Now, back to the press box.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the half for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson County's exclusive Abbey Carpet Dealer. Fun first half of football. Grass Lake had a few miscues. Both teams had big plays called back for holding penalties, shooting themselves in the foot a little bit when it comes to moving the football. Hanover Horton's going to have to get going offensively, Jason, if they want to challenge in the second half.
Yeah, and they did not get across the 50-yard line at all in this game. So, I mean, they've really got to get it together here if they want to even come close to putting points on the board. That, you know, even to get into Trent Hoxter's field goal range, you still need another 15, 20, even 30 yards at some point. So you've really got to figure out what to do to get through that line. The passing game looked solid, you know, but really couldn't get anything moving substantially. So we'll see what happens from that.
Well, and not everything, every failure of their offense is going to rest on the shoulders of the Hanover Horton Comets, because a lot of it has to do with a good defensive scheme by Grass Lake. They did a great job of neutralizing Trent Hoxter, who was going to be, he was the guy that they said they were going to focus on, and he was largely ineffective on the offensive side of the football in the first half. Really, he did make his contribution on defense. We saw a couple of nice plays by him, and it was Mason on that last possession for Grass Lake that really, Mason North, that really stopped them from moving the football further.
Yeah, Mason North was fantastic. Trent Hoxter has also been pretty solid. He's got a sack, four tackles. You look at Colin Zeman, Garrett Gumpert, they've really been carrying the workload defensively for Hanover in the secondary with a bunch of tackles. I think they've got four or five each. Randy Fraley, the same deal. He's back in the secondary linebacker position as well. The front seven really has not been much to write home about for Hanover, with the exception of Randy Fraley when he stepped up into that linebacker spot.
So for our Denny's halftime stats, Jason, what do you got on the Grass Lake scores?
Well, for Grass Lake, there was a receiving touchdown for Winston Higgins from Sean Hickey. Also the 5-yard touchdown run by Cameron Darrow later on into the second quarter.
And offensively, the rest of the guys, contributions from a lot of different Grass Lake names.
Yeah, you had a lot of weapons contributing. Shane Holcomb got a couple of carries there. Scott Crutchfield was pretty instrumental. Quietek was pretty solid in the ground game as well. Big runs from Trenton Holden to set up one of the scores there early on in the game. One name that kind of stands out that hasn't done much of anything is Steven Grishko. So on the other side for Hanover Horton, not much to write home about offensively. Defensively, though, Joel Van Epps with an interception, Trent Hoxter with the sack, like I mentioned. And we've got a very special guest in the house.
I don't know how special. He comes around all the time. Joe DeBoe, whenever we're out here, we get a visit, though.
Oh, yeah. You know what? We're just proud to have you guys out here. You guys have always helped out the Grass Lake community with the our advertisement and being a part of our downtown festivities. So
yeah, we had K-Day out here today, all day in Grass Lake. Yeah.
Oh, my word. I was full by the end of the day. We went went to Barney's, then we went to Missy's. Oh, my word. Yeah, good food downtown. It was always good to see you guys out here, too. So,
yeah, well, for a small place, Grass Lake has a ton of great food options.
Yes.
They do. They do. And a lot of different community events going on as well. We have a little saying in Grass Lake, it's a great place to call home. It's because we have such wonderful people and great activities going on in our town.
You never miss a chance to drop that saying either, Jill. You got the Relay for Life going on. We already gave you a shout out. You're here all night tonight?
We are here all night tonight. We'll be here until noon tomorrow. It's a 12th year going on for the research and the cure for cancer. And they kick that thing in the butt and get it out of here. So it affects a lot of lives. So we just want to do our part in helping out what we can. So
chance for you to plug Grass Lake again. What's the next big event you guys got out here?
You know what? The school, you know, it's a great place not only to call home, but a great place to learn. It's the Festival of Tables going on, so you can get a hold of the school and get tickets for that. The Winterfest, all different things going on here in beautiful Grass Lake, Michigan. So, and, of course, if you want to hear more about it, just tune into the Jackson Radio Works, you know.
There you go. Yeah. All right, thanks, Joe. We got to take a break here on the half for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. We'll hear from the MHSAA this week in high school sports, and we'll come back for second half action. 14-0 Grass Lake leads Hanover Horton on K105.3.
Don't get left out in the cold this winter. Call Airflow Heating Company today to schedule your preseason cleaning and inspection for just $49. 784-6175. Airflow Heating Company offers free in-home estimates on new furnaces, boilers, and water heaters. You can even get rebates up to $400 on a new furnace from Consumers Energy. Be ready for the cold months ahead with Airflow Heating Company. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your inspection and free in-home estimate, or call Airflow Heating Company at 784-6175.
Collins Brothers Floor Covering, a neighborhood tradition since 1940. From Somerset to Pleasant Lake, Grass Lake to Concord, and all the neighborhoods in between. They've been your neighbor through the generations, making kitchens and baths a little bit brighter, one tile at a time. Making the family room a little softer, one yard of carpet at a time. From Bates Street to Brown, from 340 Farms to Birdland, on the back roads and avenues. Collins Brothers Floor Covering is helping neighbors make Jackson home. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
Passion for teaching the game, eliminating double jeopardy, and the 1% problem. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. When you love going to work simply isn't work. It's a joy. That's certainly the case for Tim Storch at Alpena High School, who, 7 years into retirement from an incredible teacher-coach run at Troy Athens, is truly enjoying his latest gig directing the fortunes of the Wildcats soccer teams. Storch won over 1,000 games and 9 MHSAA titles with the boys and the girls teams at Athens, but when retirement from teaching came calling and Storch moved up north to where his family had spent its summers growing up, he was hopeful another coaching opportunity would come along, and it did. And the Wildcat boys this fall reeled off 5 wins in a row recently and may well have a shot at their first district title in over 20 years.
You know, I think we've been very diversified in our attack. We probably have 4 or 5 guys that I think can step up and score goals. I think we have multiple weapons, which, you know, makes us a little tougher at the fence.
A day in day, along with Grant Botha, Devin Serenin, and Noah Karstens, are the offensive threats that make the Wildcats go. You can read more about Tim Storch and the Alpena soccer teams on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our MHSAA TV game balls this week go out to Holland West Ottawa football quarterback Isaac Van Dyke, who scored the game-winning touchdown with 20 seconds to go Friday in a come-from-behind 45-40 win over Rockford, and to the girls' volleyball team at Painesdale Jeffers. On its own now, after being in a co-op with Chassel for over a decade, earned its first win of the new era last week over Barraga. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Do you need money for college? Michigan Student Aid is Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. They administer scholarships, grants, college savings programs, and other resources that help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable for you. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/mystudentaid and connect with Michigan Student Aid on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Instagram.
Our Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Sam Davis.
There's a big change in soccer rules this year on plays where a defender denies an obvious goal-scoring opportunity within their own penalty area. The penalty has been amended depending on whether or not the referee determines that the defensive player was attempting to play the ball when committing the foul. If so, the defender will receive a yellow card rather than a red card, and a penalty kick will be awarded. This eliminates the previous double jeopardy on the play, a PK and a red card. Of course, in those circumstances where there's no attempt to play the ball, the defender is still disqualified. This brings the high school rule in line with college and international rules.
Thanks, Sam. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. The number one has always been an issue in school sports. At one point in time, it was the number one syndrome, to be the champion, putting too much emphasis on winning. That number one nowadays twists our thinking by basing too many things in school sports about a player's value or a team's prospects on whether or not they're connected to a future in Division I college athletics. Now, none of this should make any sense since only 1% of high school athletes achieve at the highest point of the so-called next level, and even fewer beyond that. Everything in school sport should be and must be driven by the 99% of the participants who play to enhance their overall educational experience. So I found it laughable earlier this week to read an article talking about the ongoing exodus of boys basketball players from our state to essentially non-school programs. Those darn near semi-pro teams which play with few, if any, of the standards or the rules that the 99% play by and find value in. The excessive attention the 1% receive from the media, handlers, non-school coaches, recruiting service vermin, and the like is a real challenge for school sports. Coaches have to stop thinking their job is to get kids college scholarships, and the media need to devote more time to covering every kid instead of tweeting or blogging or posting something every time a 17-year-old with a ball blows their nose. Besides, in Exodus, over 600,000 Israelites were involved. The article I read talked about 10 kids in 4 years, less than 100th of 1% of the 40,000 or so young men who have played high school basketball in Michigan over that period. Hardly an exodus. Join us again next time for another edition of This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.
Hi, I'm April Benoist with Vision Collision. Has your car been damaged in an accident? If so, see your hometown auto body experts at Vision Collision. We'll fix your damage correctly and on time. Do you need a rental car? We'll pay 11% of your claim, up to $500, or ask us how we can help with your deductible. Come see us at Vision Collision on Wildwood in Jackson and on Page Ave in Michigan Center. Vision Collision, where quality and speed cost no more.
This is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Hi, my name is Bob Richardson. I'm the owner of the Yes Siree Bob Subways here in Jackson and Hillsdale County. We have a box lunch that we put together for teams or groups. We do a 6-inch sandwich, a chip, a cookie, and a bottle of water for $5.75. This is just a program that we've tried to put together to help accommodate those teams, those groups of kids that are together. And if there's any interest in any of that, you can call Matt in my office. And the number there is 748-9240.
Hi, I'm Steve Dorr, Superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
K105.3 presents high school football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Halftime again today brought to you by Collins Brothers Floor Covering. They are Jackson County's exclusive Abbey Carpet dealer. And, of course, we thank Denny's for being on board for our halftime stats.
Yeah,
Jackson's.
Buddy.
They're the burger place. You get a burger, you say, these burgers are from Denny's? These burgers are from Denny's.
These burgers are from Denny's.
These burgers are making me thirsty. Love Denny's restaurant. Denny's on demand, Denny's.com, if you want to get a meal ordered on your way home from the football game or work or fun. That's a great thing to be able to order online and just stop in and pick it up.
Yeah.
I love it.
Fun with six packs of soda and stuff. Whatever you want. Whatever kind of fun you're into.
Six packs of sodas. I could put six packs of soda. Yeah, anything you want to keep cold. Tommy Boy references on the half.
Yeah, I love that.
Let's go ahead and get some of those out-of-town scores you got, Jason.
Yeah, we got something across the wire here. Addison leads East Jackson 46-0 at the half. That is not a typo. It is halftime, 46-0. Lumen Christie leads Northwest 39-0 at the half. Western leads Battle Creek Harper Creek 14-0 at the half. Jackson 15, Dexter 13. Columbia Central leads Blissfield 14-7. Cole Partridge has broken the Columbia Central career pass yards record at 3,003 and counting.
A lot of shutouts on your paper there, Jason.
Yeah.
Shutout here, 14-0 Grass Lake in front of Hanover Horton. The Warriors getting loose on the field. The Comets still on the sideline there, stretching out, getting comfortable. And we'll look to see the adjustments they make in the second half.
Yeah, we got word to the Addison-EJ game. Addison has a kick return for a touchdown, an interception return for a touchdown, a fumble return for a touchdown, and it is not a pretty game.
Really getting to try out all the different facets of
your
team.
Yeah, you're working on things. It might be time for the second or third team to step on in and take care of some things. Lumen Christie's game as well. Might be time to slide on through and work on the second team. Nick Thomas, I'm sure, is probably having himself a day, as he usually does.
All the scores from around the state.
Yes!
Sports Saturday, now available on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. That's 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
And when we mean around, we mean every score from around.
Every score in the state, the big scoreboard.
I don't know how Ratch and Geo get them, but man alive, do they get them.
Yeah, it's and not only that, the most interesting part's not always the score, but the story that goes with it.
Yep. I mean, towns I've never heard of, and Ratch knows the school and the AD,
and Geo's
got a story.
The local bar, yeah.
This is why they win awards, and we are here.
We're not spending enough time in obscure northern Michigan cities, I guess. Our banter's not as far-reaching. We do, however, have a third quarter of football ready to go for you here in about 30 seconds.
I got a Tecumseh score. Does that count?
That's obscure-ish.
Oh, I'm down in Tecumseh.
We've spent a little time over there doing
hoops,
some football games, basketball games.
Yep.
Third quarter coming up, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We open drains, others can't.
Speaking of amazing stories.
One time I'm just going to have to, you're going to have to get like a transcript and read the Minuteman Sewer and Drain Clog story.
I wonder if I can just pull it up and then I'll load it up for Mike Reed to play during halftime or something, because it's a gem.
By the way, I mean, but still discreet. The people who had that issue, we don't know who it was.
Yeah, the names have been changed to protect the innocent.
So if you have a drain that's blocked, trust Minuteman Sewer and Drain coming. They're going to get it unplugged. They don't care what it is. They just want to get your drain flowing again. A little bit of fog creeping in there above the tree line by the lights here, Jason, as we move toward darkness.
Yeah, I just took a picture of the sunset over here to our right here on the west, and it's a beautiful purplish pink blue transition type sunset. Nice backdrop for football.
Beautiful night. 12 minutes on the clock, and there's your kick by Sherwood. Hanover Horton will start the second half with possession. Received about the 19, and the return's going to battle his way up to about the 30 before he's pulled down. Decent field position for the Comets to get started. But we did have the ball come loose at the end, though the signal stays Comet possession. First and 10 from their own 30-yard line. And we'll see what they've drawn up in the halftime locker room to get this offense jump-started. Scoreless in the first half. But they did get some ball movement going on their last possession of the half, just not enough.
Yeah, and you know, if I'm Hanover Horton, I'm going to take a shot downfield. Why not? I mean, come out and go for a home run quick.
It would be unexpected, I think,
for the defense.
They go with the tight formation here, and the handoff goes to Hochter on the first play. That looks more like the Hochter that we were seeing against Vandercook Lake. He lurches ahead for about 6 yards, second down and four. And if you can get Hochter going, if you're Hanover Horton, that's a good thing.
Yeah, they got to get him moving downhill, moving east to west. Or left to right on your radio dial.
Opened up a great hole for him on the play.
Yeah, they did.
And again, tight formation. Hochter takes the give again. And this time they're all over him. He might have gotten back to the line of scrimmage.
Hochter on the carry.
They're going to give him actually a yard or so.
Yeah. See, now this is the formation that you and I saw week two.
Right.
Quite a bit of that tight bunch formation in the backfield there with a lot of misdirection, a lot of movement, a lot of motion to try and get the defense kind of off kilter.
And I liked what they did out of play action out of this too. So the pass is an option coming out of the backfield. And there's another handoff, nowhere to go. Great job by the Grass Lake defensive line. And that looks like a three and out here for the Comets on their first possession.
James Helton with the tackle.
Tad Moore on the carry. Fourth down, and it's going to be about 4 yards.
Yep, and Hochter is lined up back deep to punt. And it looks like Grass Lake is going to send Winston Higgins back to receive the punt.
Got a lot of scores coming in here from GOC. Norway 7, Iron Mountain 7.
There you go.
There's the catch by Higgins to get toward midfield and just ripped down violently.
Yeah.
And that'll be right at midfield. They'll mark it right on the 50-yard line.
Yeah, that was pretty close to a late hit. It looked like Higgins might have had a foot out of bounds, and Belfort came in and just kind of lit him up.
We are in the second half. It's 14-0 Grass Lake on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Comets struggling to get anything going offensively. The defense has not been bad, but again, with the
just poor
the light
position
ball movement, they've been they've been with their backs to the wall here a lot. Grass Lake out of a four wide receiver set, trips right, they hand off, and big hole into Gasson for about 13 yards on the first down play. On the carry is Trenton Holden.
Stop by Cameron Worley, the junior for Hanover. Quickly back to the line.
No huddle for Grass Lake. Play action. And a little crow's hop and a throw by Hickey, and he's going to miss the receiver and complete second down.
Yeah, he dodged a bullet there. Colin Zeman looked like he was about to jump the route when he pump faked. And it almost looked like Hickey wanted to not throw the second time, too, and just that was the way he was going.
Yeah, he had time back there.
Yeah.
He's had great protection tonight. Often, he did get sacked once tonight, but there's another play action, quick pass out, and a nice tackle in the open field. And he's going to bring him down for a loss. They do that quick pass out to the receiver, and as I said, Jason, Hanover Horton is getting better and better at shutting that down, and this is a great tackle for a loss. It's going to be 13 yards for the first down for Grass Lake here on third down.
Yeah, that was Chance Coffin with the stop, and that was a really nice form textbook tackle.
Hickey back to pass on third and long. He's got time, throws across the middle. It's caught by Higgins. He's going to outrun the defender. He's got the first down marker and up the sideline. Cuts it back in. Still on his feet. Going for the end zone. Touchdown!
Wow.
Winston Higgins.
Wow.
Catches the pass coming across the field about 5 yards from the first down marker. Races to the sideline. Turns it upfield and then at the point where a lot of guys maybe go out of bounds and take the big play, he turned it back in, stayed on his feet, and made it to the end zone. Big, big play for Grass Lake.
Yeah, that was key right there. Higgins came streaking across, like you mentioned, across the middle of the field. He got a good pick on the route that he ran along with one of the other receivers in the formation. It allowed him to get some space, and he took advantage of that space, turned on the burners, and was gone for the score.
Higgins having a big night tonight. Sherwood will look to add the extra point. Kick is up. Looks good from here. Officials agree. 9:07 to go third quarter. 21-0 Grass Lake. 30-second break on K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Football Frenzy on K105.3. Minuteman Sewer and Drain is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics and academics in the Jackson and Lansing areas. Minuteman Sewer and Drain, wishing both teams the best of luck in tonight's game and the rest of their season. Now, let's get you back into the game in just a few moments. Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains others can't. Visit MinutemanSewer.com to have them take care of any of your sewer and drain issues. That's MinutemanSewer.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
21-0 Grass Lake. Big play there by Higgins. And this 21-0 hole looks rough for the Comets.
Yeah, they have struggled even to get the ball across the 50. And this has been a very frustrating game for the Hanover faithful here. Good crowd, though.
I say they traveled well. You got a pretty good full set of visitor bleachers over there and a pretty good lineup of folks holding the fence up. There's a good kick by Sherwood. That's going to get down to about the 8-yard line. Trying to pick a hole there. And now turns on the burners. There's some distance on the return for Colin Zeman. And that time, he's been very patient on his kick return, and when he turned on the burners that time, he had a little bit of room. And he's yanked out of bounds still at the 30-yard line. So what looks like is going to be pretty good field position is still not great. But we'll see what they can get going on the offense under 9 minutes to go in the third.
Yeah, and Vandercook needs some, they need some wins here. So this is pretty solid field position.
Official timeout here for a moment.
Yep. And looks like there's an issue with the chains.
Third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We open drains, others can't. Little equipment repair. In motion and back to throw out to Hochter, and he's going to turn it upfield. Breaks a tackle. Wow. On his feet at the 40. There he's into Grass Lake territory. Big stiff arm to the 45 and the 43 before Trent Hochter is pulled down. And they finally got him some room to run in space, and that showed the big bruising running capability that we saw against Vandercook Lake.
Yeah, you really got to lock him up tight. He got that ball in the backfield on a nice little flat swing route type play there for the tailback, and that power running game, he just plowed right through that first tackler.
Kind of just a little swing route out of the backfield, got a head of steam on and plowed through. Now first and 10 for the Comets in Grass Lake territory. Play action, time to throw.
Got a man up.
He's got a man
over
just beyond his arms. Tad Moore and on the run out.
He had everybody beat and just a little overthrown by Van Epps.
But you see, they get something going offensively. The play action absolutely froze those defenders just long enough for the receiver to get behind and just missed him by a hair. I like the momentum here for the Hanover Horton offense. Yeah. So we'll see if they can keep it going. Second and 10. Van Epps looking to throw again. Got a man to roll out an up route, though, and he throws it. Intercepted and then dropped. Nearly picked off.
On the play.
We do have a flag down on the field near the 50-yard line.
Usually in the spot of a hold.
And that's what the official signaling to the coach for Grass Lake. We'll see if they accept the call. So it was to bring up third down and 10. Randy Cole thinking it over. I think they want to know where the spot's going to go.
There you go.
Is it all right here? 17 to go, third quarter. It's 21-0 Grass Lake, Hanover Horton. Another holding mistake. And they are going to take the penalty. That'll repeat second down here. And that'll move Hanover Horton back into their own side of the field at their 48-yard line.
And then this has been the MO of Hanover Horton in this game, unfortunately, has been good strong momentum starts going their way, and then some kind of setback, interception, a fumble, a botched snap, a penalty, something goes sideways and kills that momentum.
Out of the shotgun here for Van Epps, and gives to Tad Moore. He had a little space, that closed quickly. He's right at the 50, and he's dropped by the Warriors. And now they, that's a bad spot also.
Yeah.
Number 44, Kevin Darrow.
The 49.
But again, MHSAA.com if you want to spot the ball on your own.
I see where the guy fell. They see where the guy got stopped. You know, it's just perspective all the way up here. They got a better look at it down on the field.
Absolutely. But the MHSAA, seriously, though, does need officials. So if you're interested, MHSAA.com, you can get all the details there.
A little extra cash and plenty of work.
Oh, yeah. They need
back
you.
Back to pass again. Van Epps on third and about 20. Downfield.
Got a man.
Got a man. He's caught it. On the run still. Brought down at the 10-yard line in a huge play when they needed it most. Hanover Horton. Colin Zeman on the reception.
Zeman just got behind the defenders.
This NF didn't miss him.
Yeah.
It's not quite going to get down to the 10. They'll move it back to the 14. 13.
You know,
what a huge play. This is the best scoring
take
chance they've had yet. Into the red zone.
10, 14, it doesn't matter. They'll take it.
A third about 20. They got a lot more than that. 6:52 to go in the third. Van Epps in the shotgun again. Two running backs with him. Play action. He's rolling out to his right. Looking to the end zone. Got a man. Caught. Touchdown.
Tad
Moore. No flags on the field. That's going to be good. Tad Moore on the catch. And a great throw by Van Epps.
Yeah.
Where he was off target early in this drive and earlier in the game. The last few throws have been on the money. And he's got some rhythm going now. 21-6 with an extra point coming. 6:41 to go, third quarter. Hanover Horton's on the board.
Yeah, he had tight windows on both of those throws, really. I mean, we say that Zeman got behind the defenders, but he wasn't behind them by much. And then on that play, Moore had a little bit of space between him and the sideline, and Van Epps just put it right on the money.
Yeah, and rolling out there on the run made that throw on just exactly on the mark. Extra point is up, and that's going to go through the uprights. 21-7 our score. Hanover Horton on the board. We'll take 30 seconds back with the kickoff on K105.3.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers with fresh ingredients and bold flavors are a great deal. But now, when you add in a milkshake for only $1, the deal gets even greater. Even greater? More greater. The greatliest. Either way, it's a pretty amazing deal. Come to Denny's today and get a milkshake for only $1 when you buy a burger. $1 price point applies to chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry milkshakes. Premium milkshake prices may vary. Limited time offer and participation may vary. Offer valid for dine-in only.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, just found out I didn't win the 50-50, Jason.
Aww.
I didn't buy tickets, so I guess. I couldn't have expected to win.
You know, I did donate to the relay when I bought a couple burgers. I gave them a little bit of the cash that I had left over for the Relay for Life. Awesome cause.
Good burgers right off the grill, too.
Oh, yeah, they were fantastic. I always loved the relay. I didn't get a chance to get to the silent auction yet, but the last relay at LSR, or at Cascades was they had some good stuff in the auction. I didn't win any of it, but it was still cool.
Kickoff for Hanover Horton down to the 6-yard line. is taken there with some room to run, and he's got a head of steam to the 30. Spins his way up to the 35. Brought down hard, but a nice return by,
he's tackled by
that is Quiatek.
Yes.
Weston. I'm kidding. It's a school with back in Northeast Elementary in Jackson named Weston.
Really?
Friend of mine back in the second grade.
You know, on my show the other day, we talked about the top names if you're expecting a baby in the fall. Mm-hmm. And October and November made the list.
As names?
Yes.
People being named October and November?
Yes. I don't know. I don't judge. Name your kid what you want, but...
Well, I mean, people do name their kids what they want, and sometimes it's odd. Out of the shotgun for Hickey, and there's some room to run on first down. And now dragging people.
Wow.
Had him at a 5-yard run. He drug it out to about 9.5. Trenton Holden on the carry.
And depending on the spot, yep, they're going to give him the first down.
So Jackson High now ahead 31-13.
Wow.
At Dexter.
They exploded out of that, out of the halftime.
Oh, maybe.
That,
nope, 21-13. Okay. It was a typo. And then Western 21-0 in their game tonight. Columbia Central 21-14 over Blissfield right now at last check. First down carry here is for 3 yards. Darrow on the carry.
Mason North with the tackle.
I'll give him about 4 yards there. 49-yard line. Grass Lake moving the football again. Hanover Horton with some little momentum going. They need a big stop here if they want to keep attacking it, get back into this football game. Four wide receivers for Hickey out of the shotgun and hands it off, and there's room to run. It's got to the second level and into the D-backs into 30-yard line on the carry. Big gain for Cameron Darrow.
Colin Zeman, the last man back, made a great tackle there. It looked like Darrow might just bowl him over. He's got him by probably 40 pounds on a good day.
Five and a half to go in the third. 21-7 our score. Grass Lake driving. Receiver in motion. And they hand it off. And Quiatek looked like he was stopped for about no gain, spun away, and turns into about 6 yards on first down.
He's tackled by number.
Second down here for the Warriors.
And Hanover hasn't played terrible on defense. The only thing is they just have not been able to get that push out of their defensive line and allow that first level to make early stops.
Shotgun for Hickey. Pitches out. This one's a Quiatek, and he's going to race to the sideline. They're going to stretch it out. He'll be pulled down, but he's still got about a yard, 2 yards on the play to about the 24, 25-yard line. Third down and about four. Big opportunity here for the Comets to get a stop. Try to keep Grass Lake off the board.
Good play recognition by Randy Fraley on that stop.
Hickey fakes the give, now throws, and he was open. Little bit behind him. Missed connection with Carson Canning, incomplete fourth down. 4:16 left here in the third for Minute Maid Sewer and Drain.
So it's fourth and four. You've got a two-score lead late in the third, and they're going to go for it. I would have thought maybe you take the three and get off the field, but... I'm going to give it a go.
I don't know that the three is a give me at this point. It's still a pretty good boot to get this one good. A punt gets you, you know,
you're not punting,
a little bit closer.
Definitely.
So I think this is the right call in this situation. They haven't had problems getting 4 yards most of the time. Hickey out of the shotgun. He'll look to pass. Little pressure. Rolls out. And the throw goes out of bounds. Incomplete.
No flag.
I don't think it
deserved
a flag.
No,
I think that was a good play. The ball was passed before he grabbed him.
And it wasn't catchable anyway.
Yep. So good stop for the Comets. Chance to get that offensive momentum rolling again. First and 10. They'll be on the their own 25-yard line.
Randy Cole is respectfully disagreeing with the officials. All right, so now you got Hanover with a little bit of momentum here.
Yeah, so all the stop does is add to that momentum that they had kind of built up on their last possession. Some big plays got them into the end zone. Now they can cut it to a one-score game. Still a lot of time here. And they go with that tight formation. Zeman split out. He is looking to pass. Van Epps rolling out. A little pressure. Looks like we might get a hold. There's a flag on the field, and then he'll just let it go out of bounds. Incomplete. Lumen Christie in the fourth quarter now. 45-0. Ooh. They lead Northwest. And that's going to be a hold against the Comets. So move them back. And there's a hold that they didn't need.
Yeah. Oh, we've been saying it all night long. Any kind of momentum they have, and it's, you know, mental lapses that have caused them to kill their own momentum.
And, you know, difficult to spot where the hold actually happened without the benefit of instant replay here. But you don't know if they don't hold, maybe that's a sack.
Yeah.
Instead of an incomplete pass. So it's maybe the mistake saved them from harm. Pressure for Van Epps. Gets the throwaway. Intercepted.
Did he get the catch?
Did he stay in bounds?
Yep. He's got it.
And it's Grass Lake football.
And Visco with the interception.
And that is Invisco with the interception.
Is it Grisco?
Did they change his number?
I think so.
All right. Well, there you go. He's listed as number 12.
Yep.
In our playbooks and in our hearts.
Number 12 in your heart? Right behind my wife, my mom, my dad, my... Who all comes before...
Number one in your
before
hearts.
Stephen Grisco.
I don't know, but he's having quite a game tonight. I've been saying that he's been left out of the game, but... hey, you know what? Good for him. He's had a few catches in this one.
Big interception there.
Credit all of that stuff to him.
Great field position here for the Warriors. Hand off on first down. Does a good job of staying on his feet, dragging for a few yards there. Caught 3 yards on first down in the carry for Shane Holcomb.
Tackled by number 50, Joel Van Epps.
Van Epps with the stop there. His fourth tackle of the night to go with an interception.
3:26 to go here in the third quarter. Second down and 6. There's a handoff. Darrow's going to make a run for the first down marker. Looked like he had a shot at the end zone. Pulled down by the feet inside the 10-yard line. First and goal for Grass Lake from the 9.
Randy Fraley with another stop.
Oh, looks like Northwest got on the board.
Hey!
45-7. Hickey will hand off to Darrow, and he does it again. Darrow does a nice job making one cut and just taking off. And he gets down inside the 5 now for the Warriors. Second down and goal.
Yeah, he commits to an open lane and makes that run. He'll stay in the game as well.
Two backs for Hickey out of the shotgun. And miscommunication there. He was looking to give it to the back, and then he was found himself all alone. Falls forward. He might have kept it at the original line of scrimmage. Third down and goal.
That's a good heads-up play, though. When you turn around and nothing's there that's supposed to be there, turn it back upfield and go.
Yeah, instead of trying to maybe run backwards a little bit and find some space, you just kind of lean forward, avoid losing any yards. So here on third down, they have a shot at the end zone. There's the snap. Fakes the give. Throws on the slant route. Looks like he's got it from here. We'll wait for the signal.
Yes.
Touchdown.
Touchdown.
And I got Crutchfield on the reception, but
he
comes out of there. Out of the huddle of bodies. 1:58 to go here in the third, and it's now 27-7 Grass Lake with an extra point pending. And that touchdown set up by the interception by Stephen Grisco.
Sean Hickey now with his third touchdown pass of the night.
Sherwood lines up for the extra point. The hold is down. The kick is
blocked.
Low. Did it get blocked?
Yes.
And no good. 27-7 is where we sit. 30-second break. Back with the final 2 minutes of the third quarter on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof. With on-site computer and network repairs, Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services can save you time by coming to your home, assessing any issue, and taking care of the problem right there in your home. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Hanover Horton trails by 20. They'll get the football back. Again, a little bit of momentum on the offense, undone by a holding penalty on the last possession. And then the interception really set Grass Lake up with a short field. They're able to march it into the end zone.
And just demolished their momentum for the Comets as well.
Sherwood approaches, the kick's up. It's mishandled. Hochter, no.
Yeah.
Is that him?
Yes. Yeah, that's Hochter. Interesting that he was back on the for the reception on the kick and not up onto the blocking team. It's the first time he's been back that deep.
Well, you know, you take an opportunity to get it into his hands. He's your best offensive threat. Maybe you see that as an opportunity to maybe get him into the flow of the game a little more. He made a huge play on their touchdown drive. We'll see if they go back to him now. Ball boy out on the field.
Good hustle, though, kid. Good work. That 40 time is solid.
Under center is Van Epps. Hands off on first down. And they're unable to take him to the ground. They will stop the forward momentum there for Hochter, and it's going to be for second down in about 9. Time taken off the third quarter here for Minuteman. Sewer and Drain. They open drains, others can't.
Great crew over there. Yeah, it's a little odd. We're getting late into the third quarter, and they're running this bunch formation and running the ball up the middle that clearly hasn't worked.
There's an outside sweep play, race to the sideline. Nice job to dip around the tackler on the carry for Hanover Horton. Is number 23, Chance Coffin.
Down by number 6, Carson Canny.
Solid gain on the play. He'll set up number a third and short situation. Comets chance to move the chains here. Reestablish a little momentum. Under a minute to go. Time ticking off. See if they can get another play or two in here before we end the third quarter. They're in no rush currently. And now we'll get a flag and likely a false start.
It looked like Grass Lake might have jumped, but...
No, it looked like they signaled it against Hanover Horton.
Yep.
So again,
false start.
Third down and 1, they false start, and now it'll be third down and 6.
Yeah, they've done that a couple times, tried to get that quick jump, and this time they got caught.
Procedure penalties. I'm sure Johnny Stewart will address that at practice on Monday. Two backs for Van Epps. Low snap. He's able to pick it up. Rolling out. Gets it away to Hochter. Dips
nice.
One tackle. Spins. First down. Big play. Trenton Hochter gets to the 35 and moves the chains for the Comets.
That was a fantastic play by Trent Hochter. Good spin.
First down, Comets.
Get himself away. And a nice stretch for that first down as that ends the third.
Third quarter comes to a close. 27-7 our score. Hanover Horton moves the chains. We'll see what they can do when we come back for the fourth quarter. 30-second break on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Collins Brothers Floor Covering, a neighborhood tradition since 1940. From Somerset to Pleasant Lake, Grass Lake to Concord, and all the neighborhoods in between. They've been your neighbor through the generations, making kitchens and baths a little bit brighter, one tile at a time. Making the family room a little softer, one yard of carpet at a time. From Bates Street to Brown, from 340 Farms to Birdland, on the back roads and avenues. Collins Brothers Floor Covering is helping neighbors make Jackson home. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Jason Smith just had a visit from a couple sheriff's deputies up here in the press box. Benny Rowe, former Michigan Center High School running back.
Yeah.
A little before our time, but a very good.
Yeah, I believe he held the rushing record long after I was gone.
Yeah, played some back at Fair State at the next level.
Yeah.
Fourth quarter here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy for Airflow Heating, providing first-class heating and cooling services since 1952. Call Airflow Heating like today, like soon, because you want to have that heater and know that it's working before it gets cold.
Yep, got to test it. It's on my to-do list this weekend.
Pitch out here on first down for Hannibal Horton. Stretches the play out to the sidelines. He's going to get about five. Goes airborne a little bit there. He's going to get about 5 or 6 yards. Garcia Vance. First time we've really said his name tonight.
Yeah, he's been fairly non-existent throughout most of this game.
But that turns into about a 7 yard gain on first down, and a nice play call out of the quarter break.
Yeah, good little leap there.
I've seen that clip of Antonio, was it, Antonio Brown from the Steelers when he goes airborne. He was trying to hurdle the guy, but instead he ends up just kicking him in the face.
Yep, that was a punter, actually.
Yeah, that didn't happen in this case. Van Epp's back to throw on second down. He's got a man overthrown. Tough angle to try to hit the receiver there on the cut. A chance cough in the intended receiver, so third and short.
And the official couldn't quite reel that one in either.
Butterfingers.
You hit you in the hands, you got to catch it. Remember, coaches all the time, if you hit you in the hands, you got to catch it.
Third down, we got about three for the Comets. It's a situation, I think, where you, again, look to try to get the ball to Hochter in space.
That's the key, is getting him space. All night long, Grass Lake has just really given Hochter fits, with the exception of a couple of plays, and they're going to tighten up.
And there's play action for Van Epps. Got time. He goes deep.
Got him in.
And overthrown.
Van Epps passes.
Looking for Garcia Vance. And just overthrew it. So fourth down. You go for it, don't you, Jason?
Oh, yeah, you have to at this point. I liked the play call there, because you've been on those situations all night long. It's Hochter's been the focus. So you take a shot down the field, see if you can get somebody behind a guy.
And
Hochter hanging back like he's going to punt.
Yeah, that is the punt. That's the punt formation.
And
now we'll get a flag and a whistle.
Yep. Legal formation.
That's going to go against the Comets.
Yeah. Garcia Vance flipped from one side of the formation to the other. And the way he did it, it's a no-no.
So moving back, and now it's a sure punting situation.
Yep.
They're going to walk that one all the way back to the 26-27-yard line.
Oh, man, two-for-one pizza at the
concession stand.
Let's take
we'll take a quick commercial break. Not really, Mike Reed.
No.
Hochter gets that punt away. It's a low burner. It's going to bounce and get picked up at the 35. There's going to be some room to run on this play. And he cuts it back opposite field. Still on his feet at the 50. And he's got some room right to the sideline. And now he is just clobbered.
Wow.
He gets the football into the Comet territory. Takes a big hit, but a nice return overall. That is Winston Higgins, Again, we've called his name a lot tonight. Having a nice game for the Warriors. 51-7 now, Lumen Christie in Northwest.
Yeah, that was number 26 on the stop. I don't have a name, unfortunately, but man, he laid the lumber on that hit. I think everybody up here in the press box was kind of taken aback by that hit. And they're going to get Winston Higgins some water here. First thing that popped into my head was that video that he needs some milk.
10:48 to go here in the game. 27-7, Grass Lake in front with the football at the Comets 41. And there is a handoff on first down. Quietek.
Hands off to number 22, Wes Quietek.
I keep feeling like I'm going to say his name wrong. I got it right there. Quietek gets about 6 yards on first down, second and four.
You've been pretty solid with that. I've been good for you, man.
Quietek's name?
Yeah.
You know what? Every time I say it, I think I'm saying it wrong.
Yeah.
Like
you got it, though.
I have to look down at the paper. Out of the shotgun there, another handoff to Quietek, and he's got the first down, a little more.
Almost stayed up.
Inside the 25, it's about the 23.
Sort of a modified hurry up. They don't huddle, but they are kind of taking their time at the line of scrimmage, getting the play called.
Shotgun formation and the give again to Quietek. Workhorse gets himself down about 8 yards and close to the 15.
Tackle by number 26.
Put him at the 17. 9.5 left in this one. Grass Lake taking their time with a 20-point lead. Shotgun formation again for Hickey. Works out of the shotgun all the time. And this time another handoff.
Shane Holcomb.
And Holcomb,
to number one, Shane Holcomb.
Not a lot of room. Third down and three.
Yeah, Grass
Lake. 2.5.
Yeah, at this point they're in no hurry to really rack up first downs.
Kind of let those seconds tick away. Now under 9 minutes. And there's another give to Holcomb. Hit at the line, leans forward. Did he get enough to move the sticks on third down?
Looks like he might have. Yep.
There's your signal. They'll move the chains.
You could see Randy Fraley made the tackle there, and he got up and kind of threw his hands up like, man, I was so close.
There's your snap and another give. This time it is Holcomb again.
Picking hands up.
Inside the 10.
Holcomb. Taken down by number 75, Max Scanlon.
Second down and about 9.
Max Scanlon with the tackle there. First time we've called his name, the senior.
Another minute ticks off the clock as we're under 8 to go here in the fourth quarter for airflow heating and cooling. Pass out this time, and it looks like he had a chat at the end zone, brought down just shy. On the reception was Trenton Holden.
Oh, we've got a player down for Grass Lake. That's Donovan Beach.
Writhing in pain.
Yeah. Looks like the wrist, arm.
Or it could be the midsection.
Yeah,
like
the midsection, yeah.
And trainer's out, and now it's looking like a leg, stretching out the right leg. 7:50 to go here, 27-7, Grass Lake leads. That one's going to be marked down on about the 1 yard line. Or it'll be third down. Fourth quarter for Airflow Heating, providing first class heating and cooling services since 1952. Stay tuned. For the post game, we'll get you our Jackson Area Subway Player of the Game. Yes, siree, Bob. Subways provide box lunch programs to area sports teams. Do you have a hungry team to feed? If the answer to that is yes,
Subway. Yeah.
I
went there the other day.
What'd you get?
I got the steak and cheese on a spinach wrap.
Do you like the spinach wrap?
I do. I tell them to surprise me. I like all three of them, so they just give me whatever whatever's closest. I don't care. Yeah.
And they're willing to accept that? Because if I worked there, I'd make you choose. I wouldn't let you put that on me.
I would then call Bob, and Bob would tell you to surprise me. Because that's the kind of guy Bob is. Because Bob is very customer service focused here.
I like the steak and cheese on flatbread.
I have had that. It's also good.
As they help Beach off the field, he's moving kind of on his own power. Spare what? Cash? Oh.
That change.
We're going to donate to the Relay for Life while we're sitting here.
We had no change, but we had that folding money that we were happy to give to Relay for Life. It's always a great cause. Have such a good time with the American Cancer Society people. They're such a fun, upbeat group of people.
7 minutes and 50 seconds. We're ready to go again here out of the shotgun for Hickey. Gives to Holcomb, racing to the edge, turns it up, and he's into the end zone. Touchdown, Grass Lake. So we roll to 9 o'clock here on K105.3 WKHM FM HD1? 2. 7:41 left on our clock, and Grass Lake makes it 33-7.
And with the spectrum change, it'll probably be like HD 49 by the time it gets us done. Who knows?
And ready for the extra point. The hold is down. The kick is up, and that one's good. 34-7, Grass Lake all over the Comets. 30-second break, and we'll come back try to wrap up this fourth quarter on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
You've got a diesel engine. You love your diesel engine. The way it sounds, the way it handles, and the way it looks in your driveway. You know who loves your diesel as much as you do? The crew at Watson Diesel Service Company on Thorez Drive right here in Jackson, or online anytime at WatsonDieselService.com. They'll baby your diesel like you do when it needs service. Watson Diesel Service, WatsonDieselService.com. They love your diesel.
Now back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on our K105.3 Football Frenzy. Art Main Chevrolet setting us up with the 2-year lease on a 2019 Chevy Equinox. Before we give it away, Jay, I'm going to drive it.
You should. Even if you're just driving around the parking lot, like take a lap.
I think I'm going to.
Yeah.
Take it up to the store or something.
It's nice. Well, you know, the seats, they kind of extend out a little on the sides, so you're like cradled. It's kind of nice. I like it.
I like to be cradled. Tad Moore returns a kick here. Reverses field near the 20, and now he's pulled down at the 18.
Got a quick final for you, Steve. Addison beats East Jackson 53-0 in their game. That was a running clock for the entire second half. Also, Battle Creek, Harper Creek on the board in their game against Western. Western leads that one 28-2.
Safety?
Yeah, the ever-elusive safety.
Sandra Horton huddles up here, time running out on their comeback possibilities, but we'll see if they can get some momentum established here on this possession. They have at times looked pretty good on offense, but seem to make mistakes in opportune times. Under center for Van Epps, and the give goes up the middle. And on that carry is number 26, which we have no.
Yes, mysterious number 26. That's what I have him down as, is 26 question mark.
So. 26 question mark.
Yep.
From the Hannibal Horton question mark family.
Yes.
Really good family out there.
Great group of people out
there. 3 years in Hannibal Horton, the question marks. Van Epps takes the snap. And ball was loose on the ground. Grass Lake, of course, signaling that they've got it, but no one on Hanover Horton making the same signal.
Yep.
And it'll be Grass Lake football.
Yeah, it looks, looks like Josh. Yep, Josh with the fumble recovery.
Josh, you
wanna,
question mark?
You wanna, no.
Is that the kid's cousin?
You want to take a crack at that one?
Oh, yeah.
Pokrifke?
Let me get a look at
I'm
it.
I'm going to go at number 50, Josh Pokrifke, I think.
Pokrifke, you got it.
Just,
all right.
Shout it out. Comment. Yeah, if you just say it,
nobody's going to correct me on it.
If you're confident in it, people will just accept that you're right. Pokrifke. I think he might be cousins with the question mark. Nah,
no, it's
unrelated.
They're completely unrelated.
Hickey's still on the field here for the Warriors. And there's a handoff to Kwiatek. He will not get a ton, but he is inside the 20. Puts the Warriors in the red zone with 6.5 left in this tilt.
Another tackle for Randy Fraley. He's got 10 now.
Grass Lake will spread it back out. Kwiatek in the backfield. Four wide receivers. Three of them split left for Hickey, but he'll just hand it off as they try to run out the string here. Down to the 15 for Kwiatek. And it'll make it 3rd and 5.
And he's starting to see some of the linemen rotate in. Drew Thompson checking in at center. Gives Ryan Simmons a nice break. He earned it today. That offensive line earned their keep for the Warriors today. Really did a good job keeping Hickey protected.
Hickey will hand off again to Kwiatek, and the Comets are going to stop him for a loss. Back outside of the 20-yard line. That'll bring up a 4th and 9 yards.
He's taken down
good penetration by the Comet D-line.
William Dick, the junior tight end slash defensive end with the tackle.
Taken down to about 5 minutes. Here in this one on 4th down, Warriors offense on the field. There's the snap. Hickey back to throw. Set up a little screen. Gets it to Kwiatek. He's hit. Stays on his feet. Breaks the tackle.
Wow. And,
he lost his footing. Had a shot at the end zone. He will get the first down and move the chains. Falls down short of the goal line, though. And they'll mark it at about the 7-yard line.
Yeah, the only one who could beat him was himself, and he just lost his footing there. And he had a wide-open look at the end zone.
Well, it looked like Hanover Horton was going to get the turnover on downs, and Kwiatek would not be denied.
Did a good job breaking free of that tackle.
So Grass Lake stays on the field. And there's a give to Holcomb. He's going to get hit to the line. Nowhere to go for Holcomb.
Number one, Holcomb.
That stop by Griffin Fedor.
4 minutes, 12 seconds to go in this one, and Grass Lake will look to move to 4-0 on the year and 3-0 in the Cascades Conference.
You know, and despite the score, this has actually been a really fun game to take in.
Grass Lake offense. Hickey at quarterback, hands off to Holcomb again. Holcomb through the line, trying to stay on his feet. And the defender comes in and makes sure that he can't.
That was Brendan Skoronski.
It's 3rd down and goal. They'll put him at the 4-yard line. 3.5 remains. 34-7, Grass Lake stays in front the whole way. 14-0 at the half. Hickey accepts the snap. Missed exchange on the handoff, and I don't see who has it. Could
it
be the Comets,
like,
and there's
they're
the signal.
Yeah, they're signal Hanover ball.
Comets stop them here. 3 minutes and 3 seconds for Hanover Horton to see what they can do offensively. Maybe get a little momentum to take into your game next week. It's going to be a winnable contest for the Comets against East Jackson in a home game to boot for Hanover Horton.
Yeah. A little home cooking.
Say that game we did out of Hanover Horton this year was the first time I'd been out there since I was out there in basically an ice storm. It was a much more pleasant game, the game we had this year.
Yes.
And the handoff on first down. And that is number 26, question mark.
Ah, question mark. .245 to go in the fourth quarter.
26 on the carry, tackle by number 15.
Clock running. Second down at about 7 yards for the Comets. There's another give. And he stays on his feet. Not going to get a lot of running room. Frank Bird.
Ah.
All right.
Bird changed his number on us. He was number 8.
Yeah. Question mark, not a real last name.
Ah.
I'm a little bummed, but
yeah.
Frank Bird, that's a cool name.
Yeah.
Frank Bird?
Yes, Frank Bird. One day we will have a question mark.
You think so? You think there's some family somewhere in the United States whose real name is question mark?
I mean, outside, we're never going to have a now nationally recognized Steel Fortress type name.
On a
Garcia Vance.
End around to Garcia Vance. The Warriors snuff it out.
Fourth down.
Fourth down and about 3 for the Comets with the minute 40 on the clock.
Yeah, we had joked back at the station about how Darren Revelle had kind of made Steel Fortress a national name. He called it the coolest name in college football history. And we were kind of taking offense to that because we were the ones who came up with the moniker that he has the coolest name.
Yeah, like we had noticed that a long, long time ago. There's another give, and Bird's going to get the first down, it looks like. Yep. So the minute 12, the Comets move the chains. Conservative play calling here. I think they're ready to call it a night. 34-7 will likely be our final, save for a game-breaking run here.
And multiple onside kicks.
Final from Lumen Christi Northwest, 51-13. And there's another handoff to Bird. And he's running hard, not finding a lot of yardage, but he's battling out there. Second down and 4.
And these positive gains are... it's something you can take away from this game.
26 on the carry. He's tackled by number 72, Keaton Cooper.
You fell behind a little bit with the the poor field positioning early on, and it's just been tough sledding. It's almost making your way uphill.
And there's an outside give. Some speed to the edge. First down again for Hanover Horton, and knocked out of bounds on the carry is Chance Coffin.
Number 3, Winston Higgins.
18 seconds remain. Stay tuned on the post game for our Subway Player of the Game.
Yep.
We'll set things up for our next broadcast. For the Football Friends, we'll tell you where you need to go for that pregame tailgate and a chance to win the 2-year lease on the 2019 Chevy Equinox from Art Main Chevrolet.
And just to give you a quick update, Donovan Beach on the sidelines. Looks like he's got his knee wrapped and he's on crutches.
And there's another outside handoff. Garcia Vance. He'll roll forward to about the 35, 9 seconds. That's going to be our last play of the game. 34-7. Our apparent final score here. Grass Lake will remain unbeaten on the season. 4-0 overall.
That brings us to the end of our game.
And 3-0 in the Cascades Conference. Hanover Horton falls to 1-3 now on the season, 1-2 in the league. The Grass Lake Warriors next week home versus Addison. That'll be a nice contest here in the Cascades Conference. I'll do a little more to shake out where we stand for the Cascades. And also, as I mentioned, Hanover Horton will have a home game against East Jackson next Friday. And as far as I know right now, they're Friday games, but some games have been rescheduled. I find that Concord next week with Springport has actually been moved to Saturday afternoon due to the shortage of officials.
Yep.
Our next broadcast, as of right now, Friday night, at Columbia Central, Onsted, the opponent. That's going to be a fun one. I believe that Columbia Central was holding on to get a win again tonight, and they're unbeaten.
Correct. They are
to this point on the season. Let's go ahead and take 2 minutes on the post game. We'll come back and get you our player of the game and get you some final game insights. Again, the final 34-7. Grass Lake defeats Hanover Horton on K105.3.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. We are proud to be the largest and number one locally owned and operated real estate company in Jackson County. My parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, started the company back in 1987, over 31 years ago, and it's been family owned ever since. As a Western High School graduate, I am very proud to serve the Jackson community and be a part of the great things happening not only downtown, but throughout our entire county. Our 60 local agents are your family, friends, and neighbors. So when you choose to work with one of our amazing agents, your dollars stay here in the Jackson community to help support the local economy. We would love the chance to earn your business and help your real estate dreams come true. Stop in and see us at one of our three Jackson County locations on Northwest Avenue, next to Dunkin' Donuts, in Brooklyn on Main Street and the Fountain Plaza, or our Summit Township location on Horton Road, connected to the Bigby Coffee. And as always, go to erareardon.com.
Football Frenzy's on tonight. You in?
I don't know if I have room for everybody.
Not to worry. My new man cave from Baker Builders is legit. They transformed my basement into paradise.
Baker Builders? You know, they did our new kitchen. My wife absolutely loves it. The work they did just brought new life into our house. Counters, cabinets, the works.
You should see our basement. I can't believe how they maximized our square footage.
I'm totally in.
Great. Use that new kitchen to bring the food.
Baker Builders. Experts in remodeling, finished basements, man caves, kitchens, and baths. Trust. Respected, sought after. To schedule your remodel, visit BakerBuilders.net.
For over 31 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24-7 for emergencies. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, your final score here from Grass Lake, 34-7. The Warriors with the win over the Hanover Horton Comets. Our player of the game tonight, it's a co-player of the game, we decided. And it's going to be quarterback Sean Hickey and receiver Higgins.
Yeah, Winston Higgins, the junior wide receiver. Sean Hickey, the senior quarterback for the Grass Lake Warriors. Hickey, 3 touchdown passes, 2 of them to Winston Higgins, the other to Scott Crutchfield, and really instrumental in all of the Grass Lake drives down the field and getting them to the 34-7 win.
Yeah, Higgins was a big play threat all night tonight, and Hickey in control under center. Yeah. Back there, he looked comfortable, and he's going to be a nice player for them going forward. So Grass Lake moves to 4-0 on the season tonight. Big wins, too, 54-12 over Stockbridge, 34-16 over Manchester, and 69-12 over Vandercook Lake. Add in this 34-7 victory, and nobody's been able to score more than 16 points against them. So as much as we think about the offense, the no huddle, and all the weapons that they use, the defense has had a nice little run here for themselves early in the season, too.
Yeah, and you had Grishko with a pick. Donovan Beach had a pick before he got hurt. You had a bunch of tackles out of Cameron Darrow, and just a really defensively really focused on Trent Hochter, and when you can take away Hochter for most of the game, you really put yourself in a good position to win.
Yeah, Grass Lake looks like they're in a good place moving forward. They've got a tough matchup against Addison.
Yep.
And that's going to be at home. So they get to stay in the friendly confines here at the Grass Lake Stadium. But then the matchup that's looming out there that we've been kind of looking forward to is that Grass Lake Michigan Center matchup. And that looks to be the cream of the crop here in the Cascades Conference.
Yeah.
What do you think about the matchup potential for Grass Lake Michigan Center?
Well, I think Michigan Center is definitely going to give them fits up front defensively. Their defensive line is much, much more stout and much more disciplined than what we saw today with Hanover Horton, rather. And, you know, it's going to be one of those games that whoever has the ball last is probably going to be the team that's in the best position to win. It'll be that close. Both of their offenses are dynamic, but both of their defenses are strong as well. So it'll be a little bit of a battle of attrition to start things off, but then at the end, whoever's got the ball at the end is going to be in the best position to win.
Well, I think you go into that game, and to me, having seen both Michigan Center and Grass Lake now, I think Michigan Center looked to be the more dynamic team. But that doesn't mean the Grass Lake couldn't beat them. What Grass Lake would have to come out and do is play smart, and they'll have to make all the plays. They won't be able to make mistakes. That would have to be a mistake-free game for them because Michigan Center, very quick to capitalize at every opportunity.
Yeah.
You've seen how high-powered they are. They both teams have a ton of weapons. I really like the idea of the offense, but the difference maker to me is going to be which team can get stops, and they both are capable, but who will have the game plan that gets it done?
Yeah, and we saw Addison gave Michigan Center fits with that offensive scheme to start things off until Center kind of got into a little bit of a defensive rhythm and then really shut it down after that. But, you know, Grass Lake can do the same thing offensively. They can run a lot of those bubble screens and those pops and the wheel routes and things like that can really, especially off of play action, can really, really give a defense just absolute nightmares. It's tough to scheme for. It's tough to not over pursue in the long term. So that one is going to be a fun matchup. I've got it circled on my calendar for sure.
I like a lot about Hanover Horton.
Yeah,
I think they play generally disciplined tonight. A lot more mistakes than they made against Vandercook, like penalties and a couple, you know, just false starts in big moments and a bad snap that set them up in a bad position, a turnover or two that got Grass Lake really good field position tonight.
Yep.
But they're going to be a tough matchup. They'll be likely favored against East Jackson next week, and they'll have a couple wins by when it's all said and done at the end of this season.
Yeah.
But no quit out of Hanover Horton. They play hard. And again, Trent Hochter is a sophomore.
Yes.
He's going to be a good player for them for the next 2 years.
Absolutely.
After this. You also got Corbin Garcia-Vance, who's going to be around for a little while. Mason North, who we saw make some nice defensive plays tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be another guy who's around. Fraley. Yeah. So you've got some guys that are going to be sticking around for a while, even though you'll lose some senior leadership in Colin Zeeman, Jeremy Van Epps.
Yeah.
A guy like Frank Bird, who we saw come in and have some tough carries tonight. Chance Cawthon.
Tad Moore.
Just, you know, you name the name. So you look for Hanover Horton to maybe take a step forward next year. But, again, a good team that plays tough and just got beat by a better team tonight and a team that, you know, made fewer mistakes tonight in Grass Lake.
Yeah. Hanover, there's a lot to look forward to with this team. I think they get a little bit of the discipline going. They should be in good shape there. If they can get the penalties, the bad penalties that kill your momentum, you're always going to have penalties. That's just the way it is. But if you can minimize them in key situations where you have momentum swings starting to make their way in your favor, you've really got to limit those. But there's a lot to look forward to. Randy Fairley had 10 tackles today. You had Trent Hochter, who had the fumble recovery, the sack, bunch of tackles, lots of gains on the ground. Jeremy Van Epps is confident in his abilities, but sometimes it gets him into trouble, as we saw with a couple of interceptions today. And really just a lot of these scores weren't Hanover's quote-unquote fault. They just had poor field positioning, and they just lost that battle, and that's what killed them for most of this game.
Sure, and you know, that's the kind of, as much as the long passes and the big plays are fun to watch, it's still that ground, that ground game, that the back and forth, the push and shove, that's still at the heart of the football game, and tonight that was that was where Grasslake really beat him, was in that field position, controlling the line of scrimmage kind of game tonight. Yep. So we'll wrap it up here from Grasslake. Say thank you to some individual game sponsors who jumped on board here, Hanover Horton Schools, John Denny and the crew out there. Tremendous.
Awesome.
Tremendous folks are always cool to us, and they really do have a good learning environment. And we saw today with the support that the team got out here in the visiting bleachers.
Oh, fantastic.
Was just outstanding. Vision Collision on board. Those guys are doing a great job out there. Speed and quality cost no extra there. You get that every time. That's free of charge as part of the repair. You pay for the repair, but the attention to detail doesn't cost you anything extra.
Right.
XL Staffing, providing one of our pregame prizes. And Grasslake Chevrolet out here. If you happen to be rolling through Grasslake right on Michigan Ave, you can't miss them if you're going through Grasslake Chevrolet. So for Mike Reed back in studio.
Thanks, Mike.
Jason Smith, my name's Steve Boyle, and we will talk to you next week from Columbia Central.
K105.3 is WKHM-FM and WKHM-FM HD1 Brooklyn Jackson. Thank you for listening to tonight's game, which has been brought to you in part by Subway, Summit Orthodontics, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, the Jackson YMCA, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Baker Builders, Columbia School District, Denny's, Jackson Public Schools, East Jackson Schools, Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Computer Ties, Watson Diesel, Flexible Staffing, ERA Reardon Realty, Chilango's Restaurants, Airflow Heating, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, and Tri-County Water. We now resume regular scheduled programming on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.